Headphone volume down, sorry. What's poppin'? Headphones up. And we're the Drone Mike Show is in the DealsInTheD.com studios for Thursday. And in fact, the Drone Mike store is open. There's show merch available at DroneMikeStore.com. And we're live on Facebook, brought to you by ProGreen MI, where they buy in bulk and pass the savings on to you, the grower, with insane deals like gallons of Mammoth Pea for $5.25, Advanced Nutrients Big Bud gallons for $75, and bags of Ocean Forest for only $10. Bring them your quote from any other store, and they'll beat it. How can you beat that? Shop where the commercial growers go. Shop the largest hydro store in the country, ProGreen on M36 at Whitmore Lake, or online at ProGreen MI. That's M-I-B-I, M-I.com.
What? What is that again?
M-I, ProGreen MI. .bi.com, epi.com, .com, with an M, .com, like C-O-B-B, like Ty Cobb. You know what I mean?
Whoa.
Alrighty. Well, boy, there's a lot of goofy stuff going on today. I mean, really stupid stuff we left over from yesterday. Should we just go ahead and listen to Pete Davidson call his audience a bunch of retards and privileged assholes?
Okay, great.
What kind of comedy tour is he on now?
The I'm Not Funny tour, I guess. The I'm Triggered tour. I don't know.
Is that a thing? Are people all going to start going to those kinds of shows now?
It might be a draw to go, he might go nuts.
Well, yeah, and then we're so soft that we can't take anything, so we all identify with him.
Well, he was the headliner at UCF, Central Florida. It's a comedy festival of some kind. Mm-hmm. They paid $20. A lot of people did. And he goes out there, and some people are recording on their phones. Now, according to the people that went to the show, they said there was nothing posted about no phones. There was nothing said. I think Davidson claims something was said.
I got to tell you, though, those phones can be a trigger when you see all those phones. I get triggered when I see people holding phones.
I know you do.
So...
the first thing I think of is, oh, I wish Mark was here to see this. The Jonas Brothers playing at the VMAs. Oh, my God. I've never seen so many phones. It was like I was watching the thing through all their phones instead of looking at my TV up higher. Anyway, here he is. Listen to this. This doesn't get any better either. He just goes off on the audience. I guess it was a pretty short show.
Film everything, but not enjoy the show for fucking an hour, then like... I don't gotta be here. I can just give them their money back.
Go.
Because I don't give a fuck.
Why don't you go?
So, like, whenever somebody else comes to your fucking town and wants to perform and is exhausted and flies all the way to the middle of fucking nowhere to do jokes, you little privileged little assholes, don't fucking ruin the show for people who actually want to be here. That's the problem. It feels like half of you did. That's what's fucked up about our generation. They're like, yeah! It's like, wait, you were the one filming, moron. That's why we're embarrassing. That's why the world is gonna end in 25 years. Because you're all fucking retarded. Yeah, I meant it that way, idiots. You should fucking grow up, okay? It says no phones. Sends a thing on there. It's just like you're just supposed to.
Should he not be in stand-up comedy? Does he need a new gig?
He really does. He just needs to.
He's just he is a prick. He's everything he's describing there.
He needs to never go out of his safe space, ever.
Oh my God, he's so deep.
The funny thing is, he complains so vehemently when someone does something just a little bit. Yeah. You know, what Ariana Grande made a joke online and he was going to kill himself.
Oh my God, this one is so sensitive.
Kanye said something and he's going to kill himself or whatever.
He never goes through with it.
No. And you know, oh, is he going to be in Saturday Night Live? Is he going to be, we don't know if he's going to make it. Oh, he's there. He's in his pajamas. He introduced a band. He looks so upset.
Thank God we had those live tweets from John Cryer.
That's right. You'll never forget that. And I'm glad. But then he makes these incredibly offensive jokes. You know, about a guy losing his eye in the war or whatever. And he's a comedian. But
if you're a comedian,
it's gotta be
you got to roll with something.
It's got to be one or the other.
Yeah. And by the way, this...
He should watch Chappelle's Netflix show and learn that.
What sometimes drives me crazy, and I'm not not one of those people who wants people canceled, but I'd like to sort of know what the deal is. And for a lot of people, if you say something or you said something or you did something just a little bit bad, you know, either now or 5 minutes ago or 5 years ago, see ya. He just called these people retards. We all know that word is like not cool.
Mm-hmm. Polarizing.
Uh-huh. No, it's like not the N word, but it's in that zone. You're not supposed to use it.
Some of his best friends are special needs.
I heard he's retarded.
Is that his defense?
I don't know, but.
No, it's because
I haven't heard any response to. Oh my God, Pete Davidson apologizes. Has he apologized for this?
No, I haven't seen him apologize. But they can't cancel.
Everyone has to apologize to him, but he never apologizes for anything.
They can't cancel him because you know he's got mental illness.
Oh,
and butthole eyes.
Butthole eyes.
No, I've seen a lot of people saying that lately.
What are butthole eyes? They look like buttholes?
Yeah, he's just got, I don't know, he's got a lot of brown around his eyes.
Dark circles. Oh. Yeah, you're right.
Michael Jackson liked to stare into his eyes.
Yeah, he would.
Longingly. Didn't take a gander at him.
It was funny. Oh, boy. My bookie wants you to know, football.
Yeah.
Football's here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a place to bet on football every weekend and a lot of other stuff, too. If you're kind of wish I could bet on, well, check my bookie because you might be able to.
I have a bet going on right now. It's very exciting.
Soccer?
I'm not going to tell you what sport. Yeah. I'm going to tell you what sport.
My bookie has better bonuses, more prop bets than any other sports book. Player Dave, period.
I mean,
they actually put that in the copy. Player Dave, period. I guess that's caught on.
When you can get two goals in a soccer game, how do you not take that team?
Period.
This year, they're hosting the first online handicapping super contest. First place guaranteed to win 100 grand. It only costs $100 to enter. All you have to do is pick five NFL games against the spread every week to climb the leaderboard and score your share of the huge cash prize pool.
Yeah.
Up to $1,000 first deposit bonus. Double your first deposit, then double your paycheck. Use promo code DREW to activate the offer. Visit MyBookie online today. That's MyBookie. Don't forget to use the promo code DREW, DREW, when creating your account to claim the bonus. Bet, win, get paid.
Brandon made a bet for you on your account today. Did you know that?
Did
he clear it with you?
No,
he didn't.
You didn't
do it?
I did not clear it with Drew.
My bookie gives me an account, and everyone else blows it.
Okay.
Because I don't even know how to use it.
Older, you were still on house money.
I didn't know if I had an account until I hear that it's blown.
There's plenty of money. Hey, I told you, I won a bunch of money for you with Game of Thrones prop bets.
Lost it.
No. I did not lose that. So we actually are in the win. In the green, and I might have put a bet on the Detroit Lions because it's great odds. I don't know.
What's the bet?
Well,
it's great odds. What do you think? What do you think the bet is?
What's the bet that they'll win this next Sunday? That they'll
maybe.
Think bigger, Drew.
The over.
What?
They'll win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
What? What are the odds?
I think you're going to win $8,000 with my bet.
How much did you bet?
I don't know, $100.
Does not sound like a paycheck doubling
but
option here.
I also place several other small, tiny bets to make up for it, just in case.
Oh, he's hedging.
Shoe wins.
It's good to
shoe
hedge.
Oh, they're guaranteed wins?
Yeah, pretty
really?
Much. Yeah.
Well, why don't you tell everybody what they are so everybody can make money?
I took the under.
Make a bigger bet. If it's guaranteed win, I want you to bet more.
I took the under on Kyler Murray's rushing yards.
I got a better idea. No fucking way.
I don't believe he's going to be running for like 500 yards this year. I think he can, but I don't think he's going to.
Need to get more involved in my account, Trudy.
Yeah, clearly.
It's ridiculous. I'm being,
but what if he makes money for you? Just let it ride.
I'm being taken advantage of.
I took the over on Devin Singletary's rushing yards with the Buffalo Bills.
Well, that's a fun one to root for.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Drew's going to be watching a lot of Bills games.
I'm just saying.
He's on my fantasy team. I'm so excited.
He's on mine.
Oh, gee, really? Another reason for Brandon to care about Devin Singleton?
He's Singletary. He's going to have.
Who is he?
He's going to be the.
Is he Mike's kid at least?
He's a rookie running back. He's going to take over the job for Shady McCoy about halfway through the season. This is a shoo-in.
Shady?
It's a shoo-in, Drew.
I want to keep full tabs on Brandon's one-loss record within this account.
Hey, like I already told you, we're up. We're in the green. I won a bunch of money on Game of Thrones, right, man.
Did Brandon tell you the exciting news about Marcus's fantasy football league that he's in?
No.
Can you say it, Brandon, or no?
As I was pulling away today to take little Madeline to daycare, Marcus ran out and stopped me and said, hey, guess what? I'm in a new fantasy league. And he's already in 10. So I said, okay, this is no big deal. He goes, But it's in Michael Strahan's league.
Ooh. Wow.
What?
Strahan. Yeah. Michael Strahan.
No way.
Well, he's buddies with Michael Strahan?
No.
Somehow he got contacted to be in it. I'm not sure.
No way. He also thought that he was really corresponding with OJ on Twitter, so.
Well, that was a...
Michael Strahan's league.
There's no way.
He said his team's name is Gaptooth, so I believe it.
So is Michael Strahan going to be at the draft, or was he at the draft?
I don't. It's probably going to be, you know, there's via no computer.
I believe it's Michael Strahan's league. He's going to meet Michael Strahan.
I'll get more details.
I believe Michael Strahan would spit on Marcus.
He's being catfished.
Oh, no.
He's being catfished using Michael Strahan.
He wouldn't pee on him if he was on fire. I'm kidding, Marcus.
No. Marcus has high pedigree when it comes to fantasy football.
So I hear.
He wins thousands of dollars every single year, so people know him. So maybe...
Maybe there's something to that. I'm curious to hear. I want a selfie if he when he meets Strahan, when they have the league meetings or whatever, rule changes. I want him to get a picture, a selfie with Michael Strahan.
Not all leagues come together to draft. Just because OJ did.
Well, then you could say it's Trump's league.
Anybody.
Oh, boy.
I believe
he's in a league
Marcus.
With Trump.
I believe you.
I don't know if Marcus wants to be in a league with Trump. Okay, it's Joe Biden's league. I don't know.
Sleepy Joe. He never fills out his lineup.
Okay, so we were going to call the DJ that refused to turn down the music for Bill Clinton. Is she blown out?
No, she claims. Hang on. She claims it wasn't my fault. The DJ accused of refusing to turn down her music. Or Bill Clinton, don't forget Bon Jovi was there too.
Nah.
She swore, Drew, that it was a technical glitch.
Oh, like it's a glitch. You've just got to turn the volume thing down.
She emphatically denies that she refused. The hotel sound system failed.
Wait.
They got no volume control on their music there.
Usually when a sound system fails, it means no sound is coming out. Yeah. Not too much sound or too loud.
So you can't turn the power off.
No. Another
can't turn the power off, can't turn it down.
That is a suspicious
can't even push the Dolby
claim.
In to make it a little softer.
Good for you.
Dolby.
When the system...
They don't have Dolby anymore. Remember when that Dolby thing came up?
She says, when the system was rebooted, the volume was much louder, unbeknownst to me, in their dining area. That doesn't...
Nice system.
Sounds fishy as hell.
Yeah.
Let's say you're eating dinner at this formal place and music's just cranking, probably rap.
On Tuesday, Bill was spotted having lunch at Babette's in East Hampton wearing a red Hawaiian shirt with pink flamingos on it in a neon pink.
What?
I don't know.
Okay, what's her name?
He's dressing him now.
DJ Angelica Morrow. She's very busty. She's blonde. She's a pretty lady.
How old is she?
I'm telling you before, I think he was really going to hit on her. And then he told Hillary that, it's too loud.
Anybody see the picture of him with the hostess of Lolita One when they were shopping?
No,
she,
you told
she
me
took
about
a picture
it.
Of them. And
What were they shopping for aboard Lolita One?
Well, it was after they got off Lolita One in Africa. And I want to find a bracelet for Chelsea. I needed help.
Of course. Sure.
What? I don't believe that.
That's a weird story. I would think he'd need her to help order room service or something. Not on room service. I was president for 8 years. Somebody does it for you. Angelica. Oh, this stupid song. Angelica.
Hello.
Oh, hi. Hey, it's the Drew and Mike show calling, and we were just calling to try to get your side of the story on this cranked music that Clinton apparently wanted turned down.
It's who? I'm sorry, I'm on the Hampton Jitney right now. Could I call you back?
Yeah, sure.
I'm not to be on the phone.
Yeah, the 248 number, could you call us back? We just want to get your side of the story, because the story came out, it seemed like it was all your fault, and then now we're hearing some different things, and we just want to get your side.
Okay, and what's your name?
Drew.
Sorry?
Drew, D-R-E-W.
Drew, okay, sure. I'll call you back in a couple hours when I'm off the Jitney.
Okay. Sooner the better.
Thank you.
Thanks, okay, Angelica. Thanks. Bye.
These allegations are false.
When she's off the what?
I don't know. What was she on?
I think she's on a ferry.
Or the train or something?
What she said?
To the Hamptons?
I don't know. It just sounds phony.
Oh, she's going to DJ a party there.
I think we were being blown off.
Yeah. Either way, I think Bill Clinton needs to apologize to that hotel. He was kind of mean to him the other day.
It's true.
They fixed that glitch.
There is such a pile of BS going on today. Like, I was just making notes down. The Royal Oak cop who asked the black guy for his ID because the white chick called and said, this black man is looking at me menacingly. Mm-hmm. And so because it's 911, I really didn't blame Royal Oak PD for responding, because if the guy, you know, started hitting her menacingly or something.
They have to respond anyway.
They got
to
go. So apparently he made a big mistake when he asked him for his ID. You know, I don't know. I always thought, I just never thought it was that big a deal to be asked for ID, to be honest. And I don't think they were going to put him in the system as a menacing looking person. Be on the lookout for this guy in the future. Maybe they weren't supposed to, maybe not. Anyway, this girl made a video of it. It went viral. The cop, who was a trainee, and said, you know, I should not have asked him for his ID. And, you know, I guess his supervisor told him, no, technically you should not have asked him for his ID, but he's a trainee. I figured, you know, I don't know, maybe get suspended for a couple days or something, if that. Instead, he resigned. Oh. He's done. And they want the supervisor to resign, too.
Hmm.
Because the supervisor should have recognized the call as being not a proper 911 call.
Is that why it took 20 minutes?
The person asked for the supervisor.
Yeah, that's the person. Is that why it took so long?
Dude. Yeah. Now, he also claimed that Royal Oak put him in jail for 7 hours over a warrant that wasn't him. The last I heard, they said, we cannot verify that that's true. And I've never heard another word about it. But this guy did resign, and I just felt like, why?
See, not in the
Can't make any kind of tiny. That's a small mistake. I realize the guy was put out by it. It was offensive, but you know the person that called 911 is really the dope here.
Oh yeah.
And by the way, what is the problem with 911 now? We've got Detroit. There's another case where somebody's saying, in this horrible motorcycle accident, and call 911, put on hold. Mm-hmm. You know, try it again. And they said, oh, don't try again because the calls are picked up in the order. You're on hold. You're going to get there faster than calling again. It's like, oh, so you really, you got this putting people on hold thing down. Why don't you tell everybody that, by the way?
That's ludicrous.
No, it's totally ludicrous. And not only that, you know, we've heard, this is the other thing I wondered about the 911 thing in Detroit. Remember when they used to talk about, they got all these calls from people asking for a ride or describing a fake thing they wanted to get a ride from 911 or, they got all kinds of ridiculous calls. People didn't know what 911 was.
Right. Yeah. There's a big push to train people about what was legit 911. Yeah.
Yeah.
And what wasn't. Which is also kind of ludicrous.
But it's very clear that people in Detroit are being put on hold when they call 911, when they're busy. And I don't, you know, this has been going on for months now. What the hell is going on?
Yeah.
I mean, Detroit, comeback city, second best place to visit in 2019. I mean, all these accolades we've heard for Detroit, and they can't answer 911. That doesn't sound like a city on a comeback
to me. Why would anybody bother calling 911 then? To waste time?
People have said that for years, you know, the response times.
I don't call the police on anything because I stand up for myself. You weak cunt. You call the fucking cops.
Jeez, Mel. Yikes. I do.
People have been complaining about response times for decades. And, you know, we've been hearing the last few years that, oh, no, it's better, it's better, everything's better. And then, you know, just lately, a lot of discussion about people being put on hold. That's crazy. That's third world stuff, isn't it, really?
Yeah, but how could it really be better with the police being underfunded and they don't have pensions and they, you know, I mean, all of that sort of makes it a slippery slope to service not being all that great. Response time still bad?
I do agree that Detroit obviously needs to put more money into police. And, you know, we used to have these arguments a lot. And Charlie and I used to argue about this because I love new stadiums. But I like a new stadium. I like the Tigers.
Yeah.
I like the Red Wings. I like concerts. And Charlie go, they got to put money in the police department. I always felt like, come on. Every city spends money for stadiums. Yeah, boring. Exactly. I'm really in Charlie's camp now. I really believe that they should. The point I think he's making, and I really agree with him, by the way, No BS News Hour, right on the Red Shovel Network.
Nice.
The point I believe he's making, and I do agree to some extent, and I felt like the way you did, Mark, is that if there's $300 million going here and the police department doesn't have enough people and can't respond and they can't answer 911, then you know what? They should put that $300 million there. They really should.
Yeah.
Because the city can only come back so far if there's this insane amount of crime and poor response to it.
Please continue to hold.
Does he still play? Do they still play Wichita Lineman for you the way they used to? Because that was great.
That song that Brandon was playing underneath you. That was
Brandon.
That's song the go-to.
It was me.
Brandon,
That's the go-to hold music on everything.
Is it really?
If you've ever been on hold.
Why don't you play it again, Brandon?
For the county. Your call is important to us. Please continue to hold. And I drive the main road. There are 8 calls ahead of you. And the Wichita lineman is still on the... La 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 la.
Maybe if you're on hold, instead of just having to hear this, they should put, like, first aid tips. You're waiting.
Yeah.
Is this really...
Bleeding.
Yeah, they should. You're right.
If it's a gunshot, here's what you do.
Would it really be that hard to get someone who's not fully trained yet just to go, hey, you know what? The real 911 guy is still busy, but, you know, maybe I can help with somebody shot. Can we send someone over there? I mean, really,
please,
I can't get a guy that does that.
Please continue to hold.
I mean... I realize that sounds simplistic, but really, there isn't somebody that could pinch hit in there who could just go, hey, do you need somebody really fast? Because we'll try and send somebody. Or is there nobody to send either? So they just put people on hold until there's somebody they can send. I mean, honestly, it just doesn't seem that hard.
Yeah, it's probably part of both.
Okay, so Pete Davidson, cop, resigns. Then we have the Coco and Anchor.
What?
KOCO.
Oh.
She made a bad boo-boo on the air. She's a white, blonde TVN. Not that her hair color matters. Although it seems to make it a little, it does seem to make it a little worse.
It was so awkward.
She said something about a clip. Do we have the original clip or do we just have the apology?
You know what? I feel like they've scrubbed the internet of the original clip.
Really?
But
I don't think you could do that.
One of the reporters.
Wait, this guy can't get the he can't get his daughter's severed head off the internet, but this girl can get her stupid comments scrubbed.
I haven't seen
seriously,
it.
Isn't that insane?
I'll look for it again. But
I've noticed things that I can't find that used to be up there, and I go, what? This was hilarious, and somehow it's scrubbed, but it's not. I'm not looking for severed heads.
Oh, there it is, Brad. That's someone recording it off of TV. What?
What does it say?
Check out this cute video that the OKC's
are
just... Great audio.
Okay, that's showing a gorilla.
A baby gorilla.
Can you guess where this is going?
Oh, boy. Ian, yeah, come right here. I'll boost it. Instagram, and we are all loving that they did. Kind of looks like you. Oh!
Yeah, kind of. She said the gorilla kind of looks like you.
What did he look like? I didn't notice.
He's
an African American.
I don't see color, so I didn't see that. Huh.
What is she thinking?
You know, we talked about this before the show, and I said, this is the problem, is that, you know, we think everyone knows the most obvious things, but there's, you know, there's dumb 10-year-olds, 15-year-olds, people turning 20 every day, and they don't always know the rules, but that's one that I would think a girl on TV
would know.
Yeah.
Over their Instagram, and we are all.
So why would she think
that
looks
and
like
as you
him?
Can see, Finn was fascinated.
Definitely ready for his close-up.
Kind of looks like you.
Oh my God, jeez.
Okay, so here's.
Okay, so she apologized. She's still employed, isn't she?
Yes.
I'm shocked by this.
Well,
I'm amazed
as
she's
of
still
now,
employed.
Let's see how her apology goes.
Okay. Okay.
Maybe, I'm willing to judge. The apology will save her job.
Okay. I'm willing to judge her apology. I'm willing to give her a chance. What's with this sucky audio?
Like, it's only recorded off televisions. I don't know why.
I'm here this morning because I want to apologize.
Not only to crying.
But to our entire community. I said something yesterday that was inconsiderate, that was inappropriate, and I hurt people. And I want you to
She's
know.
She's got her hand on it.
So racist.
Body language.
He looks like a prop right now because he's just sitting there while she's touching him.
And I wonder if the thought bubble has stopped touching me.
I wonder if he's getting hard because her hand is close to sand.
Oh, stop crying.
Did she apologize to the baby gorilla for being compared to a human?
He accepted the apology, though.
Thank you very much. I do accept
your
apology.
Oh, he's touching her leg.
Whoa! Now I'm mad! He should be fired! There's a black man touching a blonde woman's leg.
It probably is.
On TV. What a My children are watching.
Oh, man, I give him tons of credit. What a perfect time to put a move on. at her most vulnerable.
There was a discussion at perhaps an appropriate apology would be for her to, I don't know, maybe perform oral sex on him on television.
Do you think in his head, well, she's really vulnerable right now. This is my chance to make a move.
I'm just saying it was discussed. I'm not saying I said anything about it or suggested it. Or I think it'd be entirely wrong,
actually,
of course.
Here's the actual audio of his response.
Fall back, suck my cock, and say you're sorry in that order.
You're going to be on TV apologizing next, mister. So that's nice. He accepted the apology, so I guess the story's over. Cool, let's move on. Except it's not, because...
What? What happened?
The internet is saying, she's not apologized enough. She should still be fired. So it's going to get to this point.
Can she apologize more then?
Maybe. I think he'd like it.
By the way, I feel like the second correction apology should be banned. You get one chance to apologize. Yeah. You can't come back and go, you know, I apologize. It was really insincere, and it was really sucky apology. I'm really, really sorry.
But he's fine with it. The person that was hurt, allegedly.
What's
hurt.
He gonna say? These are happy sorry. Morning. Well, happy morning TV people. If he gets cranky, they're gonna go, this morning TV is
who's this angry black man on my television?
This TV is triggering me in the morning. I need another station. No, everyone's unhappy.
He doesn't need to be there for the apology. I mean. If it bothered him, accidental.
I mean,
they're friends. Supposedly, they're really friends.
Really cute too. So, I mean, maybe she was just equating it to that. But you can't.
Maybe he thought
that.
That's why he put his move on.
Or maybe he's a camera hog or something like that. Baby's in the camera.
She should know better.
My God, it's not even close.
That's pretty bad.
You know, somebody did it on. I can't even remember the weather person's name on Channel 4. Did the same thing.
Oh,
she
really?
Say something about it. It was a zoo thing. Remember a girl? She was like the weekend weather person at Channel 4, I think.
Oh, yeah. I think so. Yeah.
See ya!
Oof. But we're going to get to a point where nobody apologizes anymore because these apologies aren't even accepted, quote unquote, by people in the Twitterverse.
They have to do them. They have no choice.
Apologize.
Get to the point where this out of Oklahoma City isn't a thing around the world.
You know,
that'd be better because it's just Oklahoma City. Let them fight it out.
That's right. That's what I keep complaining about. And yesterday, I don't want to say this again, but I will. They were showing somebody, I think he was 17, and he was accused of some sort of sexual assault, and his face was blurred. Mm-hmm. And I heard the story, I read a little bit about it, and it sounded like it was a pretty vicious assault.
Oh.
So anyway, that got me thinking about the Covington kid, the 16-year-old who smirked on TV, and his face going all over, and this kid being doxed and brutalized. And even if he did all the horrible things they said, and there was no, you know, these Israelites or whatever that were screaming at them, and their stupid I mean, the whole story was so stupid. But to just pile into this kid whose face they showed on TV, and I just felt like, why do these things become this whole idea that if something's viral, it's news?
Well,
I mean, it's viral, it's viral.
Well,
Russians are like pulling a head trip.
No, I know. And this, the Royal Oak Cop, by the way, the Royal Oak Cop, that was a viral video too.
I think the thinking is, wait, you said the 17-year-old, was that person a victim or?
No, he committed the crime. So, in other words, what the whole world has to gang up on a 16-year-old kid in a MAGA hat because he smirked at a Vietnam veteran.
But there was no crime committed there. I mean, nobody was the victim or the
crime. Are you kidding? That people wanted to kill him. He smirked at a Native American Vietnam vet in a MAGA hat, and they chanted, build the wall.
His face did trigger me.
People hate him to this day. He's 16. I mean, people do dumb things. The two 13-year-olds in Grosse Pointe, who the girl called the other girl a bitch-ass N-word, and the other girl said, I'm going to make you my slave. And, you know, that I don't think that thing went as viral, but I agree with you. Does that really need, does the whole world need to check in on every little thing?
No.
I only say that because I'm concerned about these people who screw up, you know, like
Shawn Mendes?
Well,
just kidding.
That's a good example, but he's a national person, international person. Yeah. No, a lot of these people are just They live in small towns. I mean, do they really deserve the wrath of the world? And oh. Not to mention all the death threats.
Oh, boy. No, because...
Even Pete Davidson, you know, that's in a comedy club. You know, maybe we can hear that he went a little nuts and go, oh.
Well,
but instead we have to watch
example,
the video.
Perfect example with Shawn Mendes is Halsey is in a lot of trouble today.
Why?
Online, on Twitter. The reason being is...
Being hot?
She was... texting during his performance.
Wait, during whose performance?
Shawn Mendes. So she's being slammed.
did she apologize, stupid. And did Shawn Mendes accept the apology?
I haven't seen that yet.
Oh, my God. Like, that's so dumb.
She had to respond and say, I was texting my mom.
I was like Homer Simpson. I there are some things I can't care about anymore because they're just, you know. I've cared about him too much.
Everybody should apologize.
You don't care about O.J. Simpson anymore?
I don't care. When are people going to start apologizing to these athletes when they go to the sporting event and they're on their phone texting? I mean, that's just so rude.
When I was up, somebody's texting.
So rude.
I don't know. It's great. But that doesn't stop there. There's more. Actually, a couple local stories. But first, the dog days of summer are here, and that can only mean one thing. Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram is on fire with their summer clearance event. The all-new 2020 models are on their way, so the 19s must go to make room, but they won't be there forever. So why don't you try to lease a new 19 Jeep Compass as low as $166 a month, or a new 19 Jeep Grand Cherokee as low as $248 a month. And Ram trucks, people love their Ram trucks. You can lease a new 19 Ram 1500 Crew Cab Bighorn Edition as low as $149 a month. During Zot's summer clearance event, the longer you wait, the fewer low-priced rides you'll have to choose from. So don't delay. Surf their soon-not-to-be-massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. And, of course, our friends at Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram do sponsor the studio as well. So. And there was a new message from Greg Roche today I saw, Trudy.
Oh, yeah, a reminder that pretty soon these specials are going to be over. In fact, you have one more week to get in.
Boy, hurry.
Sweet-ass specials to make your sweet ass look sweeter.
Looks like you're keeping your bod pretty tight.
Like Body Tight 360 Lipo and Diva V Rejuvenation. Three Diva treatments. Regularly $4,500 for only $3,850 and a free G-spot shot. $1,200 and a free syringe of Restylane comes with it, a $600 value. Saline breast.
That's a lot of wrinkles.
Nice. Oh, yeah. Saline breast implants for $3,500. Body Tight 360 Lipo, $500 off one area of Body Tight or 360 Lipo, and a free syringe of Restylane. And BBL broadband light, that treatment, which basically takes away a lot of those age spots. And if you have acne, it helps with that. Buy one, get one free syringe of Restylane when you get a broadband light treatment or a series of broadband light treatments. So all of those and the wrestling, and you should.
Oh, I love your face. It's so unusual.
Yeah, very nice.
Unusual.
Call for a consultation, 248-338-1110 or DRROCHE.com.
Did we open the Hall Financial Hotline, by the
way? We did, yeah.
Didn't I didn't say anything, did I?
DJ Angelica Morrow.
Wow, you could click the link to Hall
Please
Financial.
Please continue to hold.
Hey, did you guys talk about this yesterday at the risk of getting, thanks for listening to the podcast, saying to get all the way through it because I had to talk to the water department.
Oh, I know. Oh. Trudy's house is really going for the jugular now.
This is brutal.
It's like Hill House, the haunting of Hill House.
Enough water.
Sting is mad now, so Sting is very mad at the Brazilian government.
Oh, God.
Over the Amazon fires. And if they don't do something fast, he's going to write a mean song about it.
Why doesn't he go down there with a hose and start putting it out?
He has a hose.
Yeah. The stink shows up.
It goes 8 hours.
Wait, what's the story with your water bill?
I have a water bill.
Hey.
For $2,666.
What?
Yes.
Trudy, that dwarfs my $990 water bill.
I know. I wasn't trying to dwarf your $999 water bill.
Turn off the water.
Bill. So, you know, I had to call the water department and, they put me on hold for 45 minutes.
What?
Did you hear that music?
Yes. It's
Brandon?
Well, no.
Mark is playing. Minutes.
None of the music. In fact, what they have instead is
a
system that boasts about how great Oakland County is while you're waiting to resolve your problem.
Oh, that's even more maddening.
And one of the boasts was Oakland County has more money than some states. Because of how great it's been managed.
Then why isn't somebody answering the phone?
That's what I wanted to know.
Yeah, and they don't need my $2,500.
So I called the Oakland County Drain Commissioner's office.
Wait, and you got this again?
You're really getting in the woods here. Did they say, what do you think we have to do with the water bill, silly?
Well, no, they do, because they overall, you know, like they're the like overlord for
all
of it.
Well, how come I never talked to the Drain Commission?
I did that one time, and I got immediate response, so I'm like, yeah, I'll try that again.
Really?
So,
wait, when you got a big water bill?
No, it was a different time. There was a pothole with a bunch of, like, you know, water in the... I don't know what it was.
What? But, you wasted time doing that?
Hey, they responded. So I, you know, I went back and called. You immediately get somebody to answer. And
okay,
then,
I'm...
And then they said... And then they
but
said...
they think...
Turn off the water.
Yeah, they did.
Very
there's,
helpful.
They believe that there's, like, something in the house that's leaking.
Right.
Which,
in other words, Trudy, was it pretty clear by the end of the conversation that it's your fault?
Yes.
that's exactly what I ended up getting.
I have to shut everything off.
And how much of the $990 do you think that I paid?
$990. Yeah.
Exactly.
One of the wettest we've ever seen from the standpoint of water.
And how big was...
It's a shame. It's an insult on our people. And she needs to go.
We need Ruth Williams.
I know. I was so envious of Ruth because she's only paying a $25 water bill.
I don't think, imagine if she got your bill. Holy
shit. Oh, see that.
She would murder. Water. She would have murdered someone.
Okay. I also
murdered somebody.
I also got a $200 plumber bill because they were so adamant that the problem is you.
Uh-huh.
And the plumber came and checked all the toilets, and he was there for, I don't know, an hour and a half or close
tremendous
to 2 hours.
Tremendous amounts of water.
Desperately trying to find, wow, what is going on here? And declared that, nope, you don't have a leak.
Well, wait, what did it turn out to be? I've forgotten the story.
It was,
now that it's relevant.
They just decided to arbitrarily send me a $990 water bill, as far as I know, because I paid it. And the next bill
was... It's amazing
was,
how paying that bill fixed the problem.
The next bill was like...
Whatever the leak is, it's gone because you paid your bill.
This is the really stupid part of the story. The next bill was like $90. I'm not joking. No one fixed anything.
No one
did anything. The next bill was low.
It's got to be. Is it a difference between the inside water meter and how they read it from the outside? Is that it? Is it just,
you know, we went through all
like
those
that?
Rabbit holes, and I was assured that, look, it's your fault. I don't know what you did, but you used the water. They even said that. They said, you used the water. I'm like, I did not. Like, we were having water parties, just splashing the whole neighborhood at the house
fun.
All day long.
That sounds great.
Tremendous Apparently, amounts of water.
Sounds like you had a much better water party than
I did. I did.
Yeah. How many baths are you taking, Zoobs?
With your bath phone.
Yeah, Joey had the slip and slide in the house all over. They brought in mounds of dirt for the slip and slide. Going down in four directions.
Don't forget to bring a towel. Oh,
that's
my God. So
insane.
That's still unresolved. They have to go turn the toilet off downstairs and monitor the water, which is a terrible part of the basement, too. So that's going to be fun. And then Hungo came over.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
To deal with my bullet shot up windows.
Right. Come on, your house sucks.
And the cost?
Never felt.
Did he put
like
up a piece of cardboard
so
and just tape it to it? Because that's what I would, once again, what I would.
Yeah,
do.
Cardboard is, I think, the solution.
The cost, it's to be determined.
Did he at least measure for the cardboard?
He did. But he pointed out that he heard the whole podcast he was listening on the way over as his way of getting ready to.
Oh, good. Yeah. You know, cool.
Did his research.
Yeah, Hungo works out with Matt and I. And, you know, Matt had Midwest door and window, so this conversation's going on about your window because it's come up a few times.
Sir.
And they're asking me questions. I'm like, I don't know anything about her window. What in the world do you think I can offer here? I'm out of the middle. This is between you guys and Trudy. So, Hungo, I don't know. He seemed like he was kind of pumped. He doesn't really do this anymore, but he's good at it. So he's like, I kind of like doing it, so.
Yeah, he was very thorough. There, you know, the remember the window that fell out in the middle of the winter when Zoobs was there?
Did he look at that too?
He looked at that too, so we're probably going to get that fixed. Well, there's a part that needs, I don't know, whatever.
What do you think?
I'm out of Sterling out because I have
total cost estimate.
I think he said 250 per pane of glass.
How many panes?
Oh.
Probably two different windows, so.
$500?
Yeah, maybe.
Just stay good at what you're doing, which is, I guess, being poor.
I'm not sure.
I'm going to predict it's more than that.
It's going to be, that's what I figure, too. Because everything is more.
I know.
More.
So does that mean you are definitely getting it done and you're just going to live with the cost?
Yeah, I've got to. And okay. Yeah, I got to pay the.
I think that's a good idea.
Water bill.
I mean, that's really, that's funny because I remember getting the 99 and I'm like, this is ridiculous. I'm not paying this. And,
this isn't a spending money contest.
And they said, and really if you want water, you are.
I know. You surely think that someone's going to step in and do something about this.
No.
And of course, I talked about it on the air. Uh-huh. And the West Bloomfield, what's the paper out there? The Eccentric?
Yeah.
Yeah. They called me. They did a story on it.
Oh, my God.
It was hilarious.
Wow.
I'm like, oh, my God, I can't believe what's happening. They even had a picture of me, like, looking forlorn at the front door of the house. I mean, it's this little paper. And a lot of people saw it, too. I was like, wow, this is Eccentric.
Who says newspapers are dead?
I know.
Stories like that.
It was just hilarious. And
poor
then,
Lauren.
And then the city responded by saying,
just because it's in print doesn't mean it's the gospel.
Well, this guy from the Eccentric, who really was, you know, it was funny because he was really like digging into the story. And he goes, you know what? There is a, what's it called? Like a protest board or something, or, you know, question water bill, and the board will look at it. And then I said, like, oh, good. And I'm thinking, you know, here we go. This is how it gets done.
Right.
And popping off on the air really paid off. And then anyway, calls me the next day, goes, yeah, I just was going to do a little something in the story about this, you know, questioning your bill board or whatever they supposedly had. And he goes, they've never overturned a bill before.
Why would they be in the business of doing that?
So at this point, the bill is like overdue. And I think the next day I came home and there was this thing on the front door that said, if you don't pay your bill by tomorrow, your water will be turned off. It's like, well, what are you going to do? So now I'm in the business of, okay, I'll pay him and then I'll collect for the, no.
Just call Mark.
No, just forget. Hello. Just forget about it. Just suck it up. $2,500.
Yeah.
Why?
I got nauseous and immediately looking at that. And I got
a plumber, too. Will they do like a payment plan?
Sorry.
Or did you have to pay the whole thing or get shut off? Like, could you pay like X amount or were they going to still shut it off?
This is so ridiculous.
You know?
Well, they didn't ask me about a payment plan.
That's embarrassing.
I didn't know you could afford it because you live in West Bloom.
I just wanted to forget it. I wanted to be done with it. I was so mad. And then when the next bill came,
I like turtles.
Hey, it's $90. It was $100, or I don't know what it was, but it was you know 1/7 or 1/8 of the previous one. Like, but I didn't do anything. Why is it so much less? And I don't know. Just be happy it's less.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Thanks.
Right.
Nice.
Yeah, wow. That is nice.
Okay,
so
I'm failing.
Sorry, Trudy.
I think I might have to get a like pick up a waitressing gig somewhere.
I'm trying to think. There seemed to be other stuff in the world of apologizing or being in trouble because this is. Okay, I know what it was. It's the Civil Rights Commission who got rid of this guy. Augustin Arbeloo.
Oh yeah.
Again, somebody I never would have heard of except that he told someone at work that to check out this girl's ass.
Wait, weren't they at a school?
Yeah.
Yeah. He told an underling that.
And then this one guy's like,
jeez, look at the butt on that. Yeah. He must work out.
Apparently there were three or four people in the conversation. One guy's like, what are you talking about? And he goes, forget it. You wouldn't appreciate it because he was gay. Yeah, he was gay.
You homo.
He was gay. So
you like what you see, huh?
He didn't call him a name or anything, no. But he made I guess it could be seen as disparaging. Anyway, he's blown out. Blown out.
Whoa.
And this is one of those things where I find myself saying, wait, we just love to tell on people nowadays. And granted, what he said was bad, but who among us has not heard someone in a workplace point out that someone has a nice ass, somebody's hot, you know, whether it's girls saying it or guys saying it. Okay. Apparently you can't do that. You can't ever do that. Now I know he's on the Civil Rights
Commission. Well, if you work for the government, you can't, probably shouldn't do that.
Well, but they're making it tough on people in the workplace. Cause if somebody doesn't like somebody, and they happen to say something like that, they can go to HR and say, hey, so-and-so, this prick I've been, you know, fucking with me for the last 10 years that I hate, said that her ass is great, and
you're gone.
And then there's a problem.
Oh, read the room.
Well, but you know, people aren't perfect, and they say dumb things.
This is the same guy that said his daughter was hot, and then she said, yeah, no, that's cool. I'm cool that he thinks I'm hot.
Well,
the same guy.
That's the really strange part of the story here. And it really has nothing to do with why he was let go on a 5-2 vote by the Civil Rights Commission. He was interviewed about this. I mean, just think of how big this little dumb comment this guy made. Blows up into this thing. It's like, all, I mean, it's been in the paper a lot and been on the news.
I think part of the problem was he's like, I'm not stepping down.
Yeah. Should he have had to lose his job over that? I mean, I think it's
probably
dumb.
Not.
If I said somebody's ass was really hot, would that same thing happen to me? In the context of this?
No, the guy would probably just hit on you.
I mean,
no, because I don't think anyone would tell on you. But that's what I mean, though. It's not just everybody the same. We are so into telling on people nowadays. It's just like looking up these old tweets. Oh, I'm going to find some tweets. I don't like him. Sean Mendes made me stupid. I'm going to look up some tweets.
You know, I did hear.
Guys, we're going to win the All-Star game. I'm going to check out his tweets.
I did hear Trudy say that Flea had a great ass when we were watching Woodstock 99.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, Brandon, you told on me.
Oh, what a power.
See how it feels?
I had never known during that performance that Flea did that performance completely butt naked.
The whole thing, yeah.
You know, and we've talked about
a hot wiener, too.
Gross.
Well, it's not hot. But we've talked about the tattletale culture. Honestly, you know, in all the judging that's going on, and I mean, we're the most judgmental. I don't ever remember the world being so judgmental. I can't think of anyone ever saying, boy, is there too much tattletaling going on among all of us adults? I've never heard anyone say that, but it seems to me that it's kind of ridiculous.
Well, aren't we also, isn't there more of a sort of a conservative religious streak going through the country? Shouldn't they remember or judge?
Is it conservative or is it PC?
I don't know. Cause
maybe it's both. I don't know.
Didn't the Bible once say, Brandon, you can back me up here, judge not lest ye be judged?
Yeah.
Or, you know, people in glass houses, that kind of thing? Can't you just, you know... If you're not mortally wounded by something,
I guess the question is the guy that, or the people that were with him when he said this, were they really that offended?
Yeah, the one guy, you know,
or do they just want to get him in trouble?
I mean, if that's the case, maybe something should be addressed when that
should
happens.
Should be addressed,
but,
yeah, if the guy was offended.
Which is pretty soft if you're offended.
Yeah, I that's exactly how I feel.
Well, once again,
personally,
he's the head of the civil rights, whatever that is.
Well, Martin Luther King laughed while someone was raped, and he's got a holiday.
Yeah, but we didn't know until now.
He needs to be canceled.
How's his family going to make money if he's canceled?
Nobody changed the holiday when it came out.
I know, because the family needs money. Do they get money off the holiday or just the
statue?
Usage of his likeness.
Usage of his audio of his, too.
Yeah, and his statue.
Anyway, what I wanted to say was, how do we know that the guy that tattletaled on this guy doesn't like him?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, people don't like people. People like to get people sometimes. And now... it's easy to get someone.
Sure. Yeah, it's
been
hard.
And, you know, a lot of these things like the bad tweets, and I'm throwing Sean Mendes out because that's just such an outlier. Why would somebody go look at his tweets?
I don't know.
But honestly, frequently you find out when this comes up is that someone who didn't like that person went into their tweets because this person's on the right and this person's on the left or what have you, and they find something
Well, I mean, in that case, that person should watch his back because he's probably got something back
true.
In his.
No, true, and often they
past.
Do.
Mm-hmm. Was it a guy?
Yeah, it was a guy. And then really? The weird part is, and Mark referenced it, was that he was interviewed. Okay, has to go through this whole process. He has to be interviewed about it. You know, why did you do that? And he said he made the macho type comments. Macho type comments. I see they're observational comments, but anyway, because he was disappointed his daughter didn't show up at the meeting. Wait, you're disappointed? You know, I'm so disappointed my daughter's. Oh my God, she's got a hot ass.
I'm so disappointed I'm going to try and get a boner.
What the fuck does that mean? And then he told
me. Hey, my daughter's not around. I'm going to get a boner. And check this out.
He tells the investigator that his daughter attended a later session and she looked hot.
What?
Oh, wow.
Now I want him fired.
That's so weird.
Yeah, he's too weird.
Yeah, that's why he should really be fired, because he's too...
But that had really had nothing to do with it. It was all about the other thing. So, I don't know. It just seems... I just feel like there's a lot of... Because it's so easy to just get someone obliterated because they said something dumb... Which
this
people
one wasn't
say,
easy.
People
go,
say, and by the way, you know, we don't even know if her ass is hot. Maybe her ass is exceptional.
Did
maybe
they bring
she,
her in? For
some
the
asses are so hot that people are going to say something.
Well,
people aren't going to just shut up about a hot ass, are they? Are all men? If a hot ass walks by 100 guys, are all 100 guys really capable of saying nothing?
No.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Hello, poop shoots.
I mean, some people have made a living for hot asses. I mean, no. Kim Kardashian's millions
Look
are based
Instagram
on her hot ass.
Look at Instagram and all the likes and followers of the hot asses.
Are you not allowed to say they have hot asses? Because
No, they
whole,
do it all the time. Look at the business. Comments.
So hot. Want to touch the hiney.
So you get influence. You become an influencer because you have a hot ass. But no one's allowed to say it. You influence the world with your hot ass, but no one can ever point it out.
Oh, that's weird.
It's.
Hang on, let me just ask my boner. Oh, yeah, he's fine with it.
The world's gone mad. So, let's see.
Oh,
any other...
God, I can't believe my dick just barfed that much.
Oh, man.
You're welcome.
What was that from?
That's Will Arnett.
I knew it was Will Arnett.
Human Giant. Right? That was the Human Giant one.
I believe so.
Which is Aziz Ansari's show.
Oh!
Oh, did he write that?
He's in that show?
It was a really funny bit.
Wait, TV show or a stand-up?
It's an old show. That was his comedy troupe.
Oh, God. I can't believe my dick just barfed that much.
The delivery on that.
So... today, just quickly, I got to get a couple commercials in, but Judge Mathis is in the spotlight because he allegedly spit in a valet's face.
Oh, Jesus. I'm really offended. That really does offend me.
I'm really intrigued by this because
spitting is just the worst. It's just so demeaning, and it's gross.
I agree. Yeah. It's horrible.
It's childish.
And I remember we talked about that because that girl spit in that cop's face and he went a little nuts. I mean, she was kicking and swinging and all that. And he went a little too far and people felt that he didn't. Did he get fired or he got disciplined or something? It was a big deal.
I don't remember.
It was at a hospital in Detroit.
And the Disney brawl, too, started him from spitting in the face. Ugh. The one that we
watched. Oh, which was madness. But anyway, when that story came up, I was being a little defensive of the cop because I said, you know, she spit in his face and you can see it. And it's like, that's really bad. But anyway, he's a cop and he's supposed to control himself and they determine whatever. Anyway, supposedly this valet was supposed to get Judge Mathis's Rolls Royce, and the guy couldn't get it because another valet had his keys in his pocket, and he had to fetch a car that was 10 minutes away.
Yeah.
So Judge Mathis is stewing and is just completely upset because he's not getting his Rolls Royce for 15 minutes. So the guy finally comes back, apologizes, I had the keys in my pocket, I'm sorry, and Judge Mathis spits in his face.
Ah, jeez.
Yeah.
The guy's busting his ass to get another car.
I know, you can't wait 10 minutes.
Because you're Judge Mathis.
I know. It sounds really bad.
What's he got to do?
He has to get to the bench.
Honestly, he seems like a good guy. He's from here.
Yeah. No, this happened here. This is at Floods downtown.
Oh, this is at Floods?
Yeah, right by right by Greektown.
Wow. Well,
I hope it wasn't Ponytail.
Oh.
A ponytail's not a valet, isn't he? Just run the parking
lot?
Oh,
he's a parking meter. Yeah, didn't he work for the police?
I don't know what. I thought he worked for a parking lot. Or no, you're right. Was he like he checked
the
meters.
I thought he was a meter guy. Yeah. Anyway, that's what this guy says. It's an allegation, I suppose. I don't know if there's video of it.
No, there is audio, though.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
That went on for 10 minutes.
Come on. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Judge Mathis always seems cool to me. I mean, I always thought him a good guy. He lives in Bloomfield, I think.
Ooh.
Been here for a long, long time. He's a wealthy, wealthy, wealthy guy from being Judge Mathis.
Come on, come on, come on.
Great guy.
Come on, come on.
How gross.
So
that was artfully done.
Wouldn't there be a video? There should be like some. You know what? It is right. Isn't it right across the street from Greektown? Isn't there other cameras?
Yes, it is. I would be surprised if there wasn't a camera that shows us something.
Will you be able to see a spit?
Hard to say.
Well, you might see the guy go.
Well, remember the other camera downtown that recorded what was a hit and run or something like that, and it was like super clear.
Wow. No.
Oh, yeah. There's been a couple of
those. Well, in Greektown, you're right. There are a bunch of great cameras because everyone's always fighting.
There was a carjacking.
Yeah, not too long ago.
Yeah.
Oh, that guy was killed.
And the best thing
Berkeley.
About that whole thing was that the camera was really very.
That was a phenomenal view. The other thing, you know, in this whole apology world, speaking of apologies that aren't accepted, you know, Larry Spencer says, you know, Prince George is going to buy me. I wonder how long he'll be doing that. And people are mad at George Stephanopoulos because he left the hardest. It wasn't even funny. It was just dumb and cliche, but whatever. So she thinks about it all weekend. She's so upset. She talks to dancers. And then on the Monday morning show, she has three dancers on to talk about how terrible it was. Well, and then we heard that the apology didn't go far enough, even though she spent like five minutes talking to these three dudes.
Never goes far
enough. And today I saw a picture of they had 300 dudes dancing in front of the studio while these three guys were on the show.
What?
Yes.
What does that prove?
That I don't know.
I don't accept your apology.
That just, I have no idea. Really, I don't know.
Wait, that was today?
I don't know if it was today. I guarantee you can find it, though. It's yesterday. 300 guys dancing. I thought it was when the show these three other dancers were on.
I'm kind of impressed with the mobilization of the dancing
men. I am, too. The dancing community is tighter than I thought.
It's like 300. We got to get down there. We got to dance immediately. Who's in? I'm in. 300 of them immediately.
And they were let me tell you, they were into it.
Were they all in sync together?
They looked like it to me.
Were they in ballet tights?
No.
Oh.
That's
somewhere.
That's incredible, man. I'm on their side now.
You have a picture?
So yeah, they can all get together like that fast.
There they are.
They're all in sync.
Wow.
By the way, those two little boys aren't going to stick with it very long. Just saying.
Mar.
What? I'm sorry. Sorry to the dancing community.
There's a lot of perfectly coiffed hair in that group, isn't there?
I see women in there.
Not supposed to notice that.
You know what? They're not terribly in sync.
That's pretty good for on the spot. Aren't they all possibly part of the same Broadway show, and this was hype maybe?
Why is that guy wearing a button-down shirt, by the way?
He's on his lunch break.
What, did he just join in?
He's on his lunch break. They mobilized, Drew. Next thing you know, we're going to have 300 out in front of the house.
Crazy dancing, making my penis so.
Brandon.
Amen.
Apologize. Oh, my God.
Should all the...
All right. Meet, hashtag meet22. That's a sign. That's
oh boy.
Man, I'm starting to dig the male dancing community.
There's a victim of the Me Too movement, by the way. A victim. Me Too-ing, but of the Me Too movement. And I'm so sad about this.
Yeah,
we'll get to that. I feel like today is the victim show or something. I wish that girl would call us back. Mm. Although she's a victim, too, of a sound system.
And Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
Wrath.
Gabar, Anthony, the gang, and Zodford and Holly are smack dab in the middle of their hurry up and save sales event. You probably heard you can save.
Come on.
Can you deal with this, Trudy?
Oh, sure.
I did the first 15 seconds. You can repeat it. I just thought it's a chance for me to.
20%
for a second.
Off sticker during the sale. See, it picked up right where you left off. Well, our friends at Zodford and Deals in the D will do much better than that while helping you get the new Ford of your dreams. For example, get 0% financing for 60 months and nearly $13,000 off. A new 19 Ford Edge SEL all-wheel drive. That's over 30% off
sticker. How much for the Edge?
Edge.
What'd you just say? I'm sorry.
I said nearly $13,000 off.
Ooh, okay.
A new Edge. Are you thinking about it?
My car's up.
Edge.
My car's up at the end of the
really?
Year.
Really? Well, they're moving something. The 19s out.
I like my
way
edge.
For the 20s.
I like my edge. That I got it, Zot.
Yep. And, you know, it's an SEL all-wheel drive. What's yours?
I have no idea. It drives. I put it in drive. And it goes and it rolls
everywhere,
down the street.
Always through snow and everything,
when I hit the brake,
too.
It stops. Oh, which I guess.
That's a great aspect.
I'll tell you a story about confusing brake and accelerator when you're done with this.
That's over 30% off sticker, or lease it now as low as $97 a month. How about 0% financing for 72 months or nearly $14,000 off a new 19 Ford F-150 Super Crew 4x4? It's almost 30% off sticker, too. Or lease it as low as $99 a month. We all know that Ford is the spot for all automotive deals that are hot. So go see Anthony, Dan, Seth, Delilah, or any member of the hottest sales staff in Oakland County before the Hurry Up and Save sales event passes you by.
So we were, the whole family,
Got in the car and went to the zoo, where I'm persona non grata on Twitter because I'm still blocked.
Are you
blocked.
Loud in the zoo
blocked.
Even? Is your face?
No, they'll take my money. They just will block me on Twitter for showing the magic of two giraffes boning.
Why are you not supposed to show that?
I don't know. Believe me. I had my phone on the ready for any other animals that were boning there so I could tweet it again. But no animals were. Yeah, I guess the mood wasn't set right.
Hey, don't you remember that used to be a big TV radio bit when in the spring when the animals are frisky come to the zoo to see them bone?
It's the best time to go to the zoo in the spring. Yeah, when the animals are doing it. Because really, honestly, most adults there want to see the animals get it on or take a dump. Right. When animals take a dump,
if they
it's
do
really
both
fun.
At the same time,
or throw feces on grandma's face.
Exactly, everyone loves that. It's the highlight. Instead of feeding the animals, you know, some zoos you can feed the animals. It really should be, you know, watch them take a dump.
It's a valid way of making the zoo even more fun.
It really
for
is
adults.
Exciting.
Sure.
But on the way there, I had to stop at the UPS store on Woodward to throw some boxes in there, and the front of the store, the glass door and everything was gone, and it was like a wood frame. And immediately I went, oh, I bet you a car drove through there. And so Char, being as inquisitive as she is, had to go inside and see it with me.
Really?
And I want to give UPS tons of credit for posting pictures on the outside of the building of the car that ran into their building.
Oh, that's
They had pictures from, you know, the outside, the inside angle of where it ran through the doors. I was pretty excited by it because that's cool. I wish I was there when it happened. But Charlotte was just so obsessed with, like, how did this happen? And so I had to ask the guy, and 15-year-old dude confused the brake with the accelerator.
Oh, 15?
Was trying to park and just floored it into the building.
That's an 80-year-old thing to do.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
15, man. He must have been flipped out.
It was his first day.
It was awesome. Is this a store? Oh, that's
no. This is my local liquor store.
It happened to you too.
Did right around the corner.
Did they put pictures on the outside?
Well, I'm walking in there the other day, and I noticed that they're redoing the door. The same thing you just described.
Yeah.
Where they're putting wood everywhere, and I noticed the owner, who I've seen a bunch of times. He's just kind of sitting there with his arms crossed when I walked in. I just thought maybe they were
redoing it.
Yeah. I should have asked him, and then come to find out a couple days later through some neighborhood app. That somebody had stolen a Jeep and like around my neighborhood and crashed it into his store to steal a $3,700 bottle of cognac.
Really?
Whoa, really?
Yeah, and then they ditched the car at the local park. And I'm not sure if anybody's been busted. But
inside job, I saw that story.
It was an inside?
It's got to be. They knew exactly where the cognac was.
That's all they took?
No. I know this dude, and he works there, I believe, like with family members.
Wait, you're an insider?
Oh, maybe it was Brandon.
It's my local. It's right around the corner from my house. No,
hey, you got the cognac?
Really?
No, this is one of those places where you walk in, and then you know they have the badass bottles that have like a really big high price.
Right, and they're not locked up.
So I don't think you have to be inside to know.
Okay.
It.
Okay. No. The owner on the news story suggested that they seem to know where the $3,700 was, and he might not get another one.
No, he's a cool dude.
Because he doesn't want to lock everything up.
Is cognac good? I mean... What does that taste like?
I had a hard time believing that bottle was worth $3,700. I really did.
It's kind of like sweet.
I don't think you get any more buzz.
Whoa!
The car drives right through.
Car as a battering ram when store owner James Gindo arrives.
Yeah, you see how there's all those prices?
Doors are pushed in. The Red Bull coolers destroyed. All my floor displays
not the
are
Red
on
Bull
the ground.
Cooler.
Hey.
It looked like a tornado hit the store.
Hey, that guy he's been doing a lot to that place. He just opened it up not too long ago.
That sucks. Yeah.
Wow.
He has to deal with this crap.
Well, he's got all our support, of course.
Yeah.
Well, he should put pictures of it on the outside.
And I will continue to buy booze from him.
Cool. Let's buy even more booze from him.
Hey, Mark, why don't you pick out just a little piece, just a little taste of Dave Chappelle as we talked about the Michael Jackson thing, which has been huge in the news, by the way. This whole thing has become a lightning rod. Not really, because those of us who love Dave Chappelle just laugh our asses off at this. But there's all these people going, you can't say that. And, you know, the Michael Jackson thing, the people who've been sexually assaulted. This is really weird.
Do you want to hear them on Jesse Smollett, LGBT, or school shootings?
I'll go with Smollett.
Okay. This is phenomenal. This was a really long bit that he closed the show with, but this is the very short version. Can you play it, Brandon?
Oh, yeah.
Take your time. I know you're worried about your friend with the liquor store. If you could just get over that.
I apologize. Tell you
just a little
don't ever forget what happened to that French actor.
French actor.
You know what I'm talking about?
Juicy Smouillet. He's a very French, very famous French actor.
That's all he calls him the
Juicy
whole time.
Smouillet is an actor from France. And he became famous on a show called Empire.
Barely heard of that show.
He was the victim of a racist and homophobic attack. You see, Juicy Smouillet is gay and he is black, not just French. Oh, it was a crazy story. Apparently, when he's walking down the street late at night, two white men came out of the shadows with MAGA hats on, beat him up, tied a rope around his neck, called him all kinds of niggas, and put some bleach on him and ran off into the night.
This is so ridiculous when you hear it now.
Yeah.
This shit was like international news. And everybody was furious, especially in Hollywood. It's all over everybody's Twitter feed and Instagram page. Justice for Juicy and all this shit. The whole country was up in arms. It was talking about it all the time on the news. And for some reason, African Americans, we were like oddly quiet.
So true. So true.
Why? We were
not
so
all
quiet about the shit.
They knew it was bullshit.
The gay community, yep, started accusing African-American community of being homophobic for not supporting him.
Oh, my God.
What they didn't understand is that we were supporting him with our silence. Because we understood that this nigga was clearly lying.
So
none of these details added up at all. He said he's walking down the street in Chicago and white dudes come up to him and say, "Hey, man, aren't you that faggot nigger from Empire?" Fuck? Does that sound like how white people talk? No white people. They don't talk like that. "Are you that faggot nigger from Empire?" They would never say that. It sounds like something that I would say. If you're racist and homophobic, you're not even gonna know who this nigga is. You can't watch Empire. Black people never feel sorry for the police, but this time we even felt sorry for the police. Can you imagine if you was a police veteran taking this kid's police report? "Okay, Mr. Smouillet, please tell me what happened." "All right. 2 a.m. You left the house at 2 a.m. It's minus 16 degrees. All right. You were walking. All right. And where were you going?" "Subway." "Sandwiches?" "That's when the men approached you? Did you see them? Do you have any..." "Okay, what do they have on?" "MAGA hats." "MAGA hats on in Chicago?" "Excuse me one second, Mr. Smouillet. Frank, come here for a second. Find out where Kanye West was last night."
Such a great line.
Such a fucking outrageous story. He said they put a rope around his neck. Has anyone here ever been to Chicago? All right, so you've been there. Now tell me, how much rope do you remember seeing? Who the fuck is carrying rope? Like, when did you get mugged, nigga, in 1850? Who's got rope? Who's got rope?
Oh, my God. So wow.
Good. Yeah.
He's
really got rope?
It's really strange thinking back on that Jesse Smollett story, because I agree with Dave. Now, there were a lot of, you know, his Empire castmates and the TMZ guys and all kinds of people who are public figures in the black community that were, of course, I'm appalled and I stand with Jesse and so on and so forth. But I really did notice, you know, if you were on Twitter, there were a lot of black people that said, hey, I'm black and I smell a rat in this story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I
have to admit, early on, I didn't really want to say much, but I thought, I don't know. And then I talked to my sister, who was talking about that neighborhood.
She's
like,
was.
That's not MAGA country.
That was right away, too.
Yeah, there were a lot of people. Chicago, I think, was...
Come on,
really,
Patty.
There were a lot of people scratching their heads in Chicago, finding it hard to believe.
Yeah.
And I can't believe he never cracked, though.
He still hasn't.
I know. No, and he's badass about it, too.
His plan is so perfect, it's retarded.
I'm really expecting him to show up somewhere and just kind of try to go on like, hey, I'm still Jesse Smollett, actor and singer.
Well, where was? Wasn't he someplace recently?
I was beaten up by some people and there was some confusion about it, but otherwise my career just goes on as usual.
Didn't he open up for like Janet Jackson or something?
Oh, that's right, yeah.
He went to her show because she stands with Jesse.
Okay, well, that hurts him even more because
she's
a moron.
Honestly, that's what I thought.
Anna Jackson.
What a total idiot. What an absolute idiot.
Well, you know what? If anything, the Jacksons are really good at, you know, sort of ignoring
what's in their
face.
Denial is in the DNA.
Yes.
Okay, I mentioned that somebody was saying they were a victim of the Me Too movement, and that person is comically Alan Dershowitz. Because really? He says that Virginia Roberts, which was her name when she was 15, when Jeffrey Epstein started molesting her and handing her out to his friends and traveling the world with her. There's pictures of her in foreign countries with Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell. And he says she's a serial liar. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I am, for some reason, this is another one of those things where I'm going, wait a second. We know she's a victim. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Nobody is saying that she was not a victim of Jeffrey Epstein. Jeffrey Epstein is where the money is. He's not a billionaire. He's not as rich as he said he was. But we know he has something like $570 million. He's got an island.
Yeah.
Pedophile island. He's got the Lolita Express. You know, he's got all these cars. He's got the biggest mansion in Manhattan. The biggest. So, you know, there's plenty of gold there. If this woman... It's like, yeah, you know, I plan it all along. I can make money off this guy. I'm just going to get molested like crazy. I'm going to lead him on. No, that's not the way it went. We know how it went. So what is in this for her to say that she had sex with Alan Dershowitz?
The money.
She's already got the money.
Sure, I know, but more money. Isn't that what defenders always say?
And Brandon
always
and I were
about money.
Yeah, it's always about money. Just like the two Jackson guys. Yeah, it's all about money. And
they're loaded,
they're going to make a career off of. I was molested by Michael Jackson, and I'm going on tour now.
Yeah.
I'll do Q&As in 50 cities in America.
Ludicrous.
People have been saying that for years, though. It's the standard excuse. I don't think it works as well as it used to. R. Kelly. They all want money. And the girls repeat it, too.
Mm-hmm.
So Prince Andrew, another one, and it looks like there is clearly some synergy there because he was in places where she was. He's in a picture with her, although his friends say that's not him because it's not his hand. He's got chubby fingers. I'm not joking. I'm not kidding.
Yeah. I mean, you were wondering about that picture. I guess you have your answer now. So that's the end of that. The picture is... It's an old picture.
Sure looks like him to me.
Someone doctored one of those old school pictures that was printed out on film. And
tell me this. Why is someone so desperate to get Prince Andrew, who is a friend of Jeffrey Epstein and does hang out with him and is pictured with him in his mansion, letting a young girl in? We just saw it, just came out. They were in Central Park in 2010. He had to resign his job with the British government because they said, oh, my God, Prince Andrew with this convicted pedophile. Holy crap, what's that all about?
Why doesn't he come out and say it? Why doesn't Prince Andrew come out and say that? That's not my hand.
Better if his friends say it.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
The chubby finger defense, though.
Oh, I bet he says that eventually, if it has any traction at all. But okay,
let's get that guy that was on Inside Edition that broke down the Ghislaine Maxwell In-N-Out Burger photo and have him break down this photo.
You know, they probably will. Should we check Inside Edition today? Yeah, kind of story. This is what I love about Inside Edition. What a classy organization they are.
They have standards.
Hey, maybe it'll be our girlfriend.
Ooh,
maybe she'll be doing
it. Call her up. Yeah, Lisa Guerrero.
Nice.
Oh, and, no, and it's about the White House versus Taylor.
Brandon and I were talking about this before the show, and Brandon said, why would you mention George Mitchell?
Yeah, no, or that George scientist. Mitchell?
Yeah, well, right. She didn't even, and the French hotelier, who she doesn't even know his name. She was 16.
Yeah.
How would you even know?
Her memory is just slightly off. Like, oh, Mama C, she's a serial liar. Imagine, can you imagine remembering all the details of what happened when you were 16? I mean, it's really weird to even think about. You know, when the Judge Kavanaugh thing was going on, I was thinking, oh my God, to think about high school parties I went to and what happened and what didn't happen and who told me. I mean, oh my God. I mean, I would think you would remember certain things, but.
Well, your dad didn't give you calendars for Christmas.
Yes.
That was the
weirdest. And your yearbook pictures and all this. That just seems insane to me. But anyway, is there anything on Inside Edition about it?
No, and it won't let me go past 10 minutes for some reason.
There have to be other pictures of Prince Andrew's hands.
Well, they printed a current one. His hands are, they're not super chubby. He's chubbier, for one thing. He's fatter than he used to be.
Right. He could retain water, and his fingers would look chubby.
Maybe stop taking his medicine like OJ before the gloves.
OJ Simpson.
Would.
They're too small.
Maybe Alan Dershowitz told him to do it. There's the connection.
Yeah, so I'm wondering, why is it okay for Alan Dershowitz to just attack this girl who we know is a victim? We know she was molested by Jeffrey Epstein.
Well, he gave this long speech and interview at a conference. Why would you have him doing a conference now anyway? Would you want Alan?
I don't know. You know,
Dershowitz at your.
He probably insists on continuing what it was scheduled, and he probably threatens to sue him or whatever if they.
Yeah, I suspect anyone who wants to take him on fears because, you know, in the case of Jeffrey Epstein, for example.
Do you want to hear what he said, by the way? I have it queued up.
Yeah, sure. If it's not 10 minutes.
But while we're on the topic of due process, and I think you'll find a room full of people.
Oh, this woman's very attractive.
Who value due process.
I love her voice.
While she's talking, he's looking at his phone.
I want to ask about the Me Too movement because this is something that has affected our cultural
I left my underwear on.
Innocence. The Kavanaugh hearing, certainly a big part of that.
Just ask
and before I do that, Professor, I have to ask you about the accusation that's been leveled against you.
I am a victim of the Me Too movement.
Well, Virginia Roberts has named many powerful men as people that she says she was directed to have sex with by Jeffrey Epstein. What do you say to this?
Well, I never met the woman. I never heard of her. I never met her. And
looks like he's lying.
We got some emails recently.
Didn't he represent Epstein in the?
Yes.
Well, so wasn't that her case?
Yeah. Well, she was in it. She was in it.
Yeah. So he never heard of her. Pretty bad lawyer.
Sealed. They tried to seal it. They first tried to deep six it. We subpoenaed the emails. The lawyers for her said they didn't have any, but we finally got them. And in the emails, she admits that in 2011, which is 9 years after she claimed she had sex with me 7 different times in places I never was at, islands, ranches, airplanes, in front of my own house, she said I had sex with her.
You were never in your house?
And then she came into my house. At the time, I had a young daughter. We had video surveillance. In any event, she said she had sex with me in 2002. Then in 2011, she writes an email proving she never heard of me. She has to be told, oh, Dershowitz, he's the guy who represented Klaus von Bülow. He's famous.
Well, you should put him in your
book. This is all in emails. You should put him in your book because he will help you sell the book. So then she puts me in the book.
See, money.
How does he help her sell the book? Alan Dershowitz.
She said she had sex with Professor Klaus von Bülow. She said she had sex with
Prince Andrew would sell more books.
She said she had sex with George Mitchell. She said she had sex with Bill Richardson. She said she had sex with.
Yeah, those are big names. That really helps the book.
Very random.
But she could have said Bill Clinton. She had sex with me. She once met me with Jeffrey Epstein. Then, when she meets her lawyers, a few years later, suddenly she remembers. She gets woke. She remembers, that guy I never heard of, I had sex with him 7 times. And how anybody could believe this is remarkable to me. So I hired the former head of the FBI, Louis Free, who was a former federal judge, and I said, here, you do this. I'm not going to even talk to you. I'm not going to be involved with you.
Oh, really?
Here are all my travel records. You do an investigation. He did an investigation. He said there was absolutely no truth to the charges. I was never on the places she said she was. I have all my travel records to prove it. What is her background? Her background is she gets paid $160,000 by the Daily Mail in order to lie about who she met on Jeffrey Epstein's island. So she said she met.
Oh, that's why
Tipper
they paid
Moore
her to lie.
She's in a picture with Prince Andrew. I think she met Princess Andrew.
There's only
Prince
one
Andrew
problem. Neither of them ever met Jeffrey Epstein. They were never on the island, and Secret Service records prove it. They say, and here some of you will probably have some skepticism, she said in the same article that she had twice dinner with Bill Clinton in the presence of two underage girls, and Bill Clinton had been flown to the island in a black helicopter with Secret Service agents, piloted by a woman who had just
did
gotten
she
her
say
license,
that?
Her pilot's license.
She said Bill Clinton was on
so
pedophile island.
So we, of course,
island.
Filed FOIA requests, Freedom of Information requests, and they proved he had never been on the island. He had been on his airplane, but never been on the island.
26 times.
So on the one hand, you have the word of a serial liar with
Bill
no
Clinton.
Evidence, no proof, no liar. Witnesses. On the other side, you have overwhelming evidence of innocence that I never met her, and yet you go on
overwhelming,
Twitter,
you have an
and
email.
I'm a pedophile, I'm a child rapist, I'm you name it, and you can't get the media to tell this story. When I got these emails, I thought, oh, my God, for sure.
Well,
everybody
would
want to write the story. This is a woman who's been proved
okay,
to be
I really
liar.
Want to listen to
I check could not anybody.
Where are the emails?
Straining to do some explaining.
What's wrong with that?
I believe he says O.J. Simpson's not guilty, too. Wasn't he on the legal team for O.J. Simpson?
He absolutely was. Piece of shit.
Yeah. Normally, when he talks about this, though, it's a very legal conversation.
Yeah.
That
great
it
lawyer.
Can't be
well, that
proven.
Was too.
Yeah, it's interesting, though. George Mitchell, yeah, that sells books. Bill Richardson, that sells books. She could mention much. She says she did not have sex with Bill Clinton.
Yeah. But it was proven. He wasn't where she said he was. Is it possible that maybe she was confused since she was flown to so many places?
No, she was. There's pictures of her in New Mexico. There's pictures of her on Naomi Campbell's cruise for her 31st birthday. There's pictures of her in France, I think. There's pictures of her in Europe in multiple places. She traveled all over the place.
His email argument is pretty stupid. How old was she in 2002? Was she alleged that?
16, I
she's
think.
16. Someone says, have sex with that old gross guy.
Ugh.
And so she, you know, God. Does. Well, and then, 9 years later, they go, hey, have you ever heard of Alan Dershowitz? No, never heard of that guy. And then later sees a picture and go, oh, my God, yeah, that's the guy I had sex with. I think that's totally reasonable.
And Alan Dershowitz, by the way.
She's supposed to know before she's forced to have sex with people. Like, give me your bio. What's your name, Alan? Okay. And who did you represent? Colossal Mbule. Okay. I don't even know who that is.
He got a massage at Jeffrey Epstein's Palm Beach place, he says, by an old Russian woman. And he had his underwear on.
Never took his undies off. Because he blew a load in him. He was too.
That's the end of those underwear.
Sorry, Trudy. Trudy just put her head in her hand.
Ugh. By the way.
That's why he couldn't take them
way,
off.
By the way, on top of all of it, all of those things are a traumatic.
They are.
That was too.
Yeah, she could have easily blocked it out of her mind.
Yeah.
If you had sex with Alan Dershowitz, is that something you would, I mean, what else would you rather block than that?
Oh,
people
oh
block
God.
Things from their memories.
Well, I have audio evidence that, from when that happened, when he got the massage.
Oh, God. I can't believe my dick just barfed that much.
Sounds just like him.
In my pants.
Just like him.
Prince Andrew, by the way, someone, and I can't remember who this witness is, but it's not one of the girls. It's a male who came to Epstein's house who said that he didn't know who he was. But he saw Prince Andrew getting both feet massaged at Jeffrey Epstein's house, and that until he started complaining about his treatment by the media as opposed to Prince Albert, that he then realized that it was Prince Andrew. And then he recognized his face when he saw him down the road. So, you know, Prince Andrew says, I never knew it. No idea. Yeah, please. He didn't know about the case either, I guess.
Please.
Because he hangs out with him afterwards.
The
in his mansion.
Of that foot will haunt my dreams forever.
What's with the foot massage? It's just weird.
It's just a way to begin getting people to touch exactly. you. And then...
I suppose. Well, his other move was the puppet. I've never once gone, oh, if I could just get a
puppet move.
If I could just get a foot massage right now. No, people say that.
Hey, did you guys see the Freddie Mercury and the pork chop
what?
Story?
Hmm?
It's in the Sun.
No.
Yeah, Freddie Mercury.
It's delicious. Though.
His image is in a pork chop in Blackpool, and I for some reason I don't know why I thought you guys had the story, but Brandon didn't have prep today, so
ooh.
I guess I found that on my own.
I apologize. Crazy.
Taking another, taking another day
right
off,
now.
Huh?
It looks like Freddie Mercury. It does. Weird. It's clearly Freddie Mercury.
Who stares at their pork chop and says, what can I find?
Wait a minute.
No, I don't think he did. He just saw, I mean, I saw the thing and was like, hey, what's Freddie Mercury? Oh, wait, that's a pork chop?
That'd be
what
another,
the fuck?
Could that be another mustachioed man?
What the
fuck? Go back.
I'm pretty sure it's Freddie Mercury.
Oh, and if you read the Chop 10, I'm going to lose it.
Is he listed, you want to see if Derek Sims is listed in Blackpool?
Oh, yeah, good luck with that one.
I'll take
Derek
a look.
Derek Sims in Blackpool.
Well, I don't know how big Blackpool is.
You want to hear the pork chop?
No, no one wants to hear the Chop 10. Do you want to hear the Chop 10?
The Bohemian Rhapsody?
What's the chop? No, 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 no.
Don't chop me now.
Bohemian?
Don't chop me now.
Fat Bottom Grills?
Oh, my God. Really? This guy found
it. We Swill Rock You?
No, no.
We Are the
no.
Hampians?
Good one. Sounds like a great one.
Crazy griddle thing called love.
Hey, that's a good one.
Jesus Christ. You got any more? Was that the whole Chop 10? Did you mention Squealer Queen?
Sty Your Mother Down. A Rind of Magic.
We Are the Hampians.
Good one.
Wait, what was that on the egg? Was that an egg? What is that?
Oh, that looks
what
like...
that? Wait, don't look at it. Let's see if anybody can guess who that's supposed to be.
Wait,
it's on a jelly bean, it looks like.
Can we reach the person?
No.
It's...
let's see. Is
this
that
just shows you how ludicrous
Janis
this
Joplin.
Is. Because if nobody tells you...
That's good, Trudy.
I thought
supposed to be
Joplin.
Kate Middleton, I think.
Oh, what?
Yeah, no. Which is
well, with
dumb.
Sunglasses, maybe. She's got little sunglasses on.
What the hell?
On an egg.
Whoa. Or a little jelly bean, yeah. Huh. He's an engineer, if that helps.
I'll try to find this guy. It might be difficult because he's over in the UK.
Across the pond.
Hey, Trudy, how often do you get your dog's teeth cleaned? And that's a little off the subject.
Oh, jeez, man.
I think, how often did Pepper get tooth cleaning? I like a couple of times. A
couple times? Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Because Mags and Layla have only had it done once, but they're getting it done.
Oh, really?
As we speak, yeah. So I'm kind of nervous because
that's right.
They get propofol.
Oh, no.
I
milk?
Know.
They're giving him milk?
I think so. Love you.
My teeth were so messed up.
Mags has lost weight, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
What's he weigh?
I'm not sure exactly. I just know it's less.
How much less?
About 15%.
Like story's breaking down.
About 15%. I love how you won't give out raw numbers because you're scared.
I think the two-a-days are working.
Well, yeah.
I don't know if you've been working out or what, but your body's looking good.
Oh, that's a beautiful dog.
They can
look at him.
They can get that, you know, crusty stuff in it. It can penetrate their gums. And
I know.
Cause.
Their teeth are really...
Are you supposed to clean them yourself or no?
You are, but it's not.
Oh, good luck with that.
It's hard. They just want to eat the toothpaste and...
Yeah. You're supposed to hold them and...
Good, we clean our cat's teeth.
Get out of here.
Yeah, I can't
brush
see
your dog's
you doing
teeth.
That every day. I know, that is really...
Wait, don't they have those greeny bones? You just
yeah,
give them
I give them those all the time.
Oh, then that's brushing their teeth.
No.
How did
apparently
dog,
not.
What about,
not good enough.
What do wild dogs do when they have when they
lose their teeth?
That's
kind
of what I wonder. I was like, these feral dogs in Detroit. I don't think anybody's brushing their teeth, and
no.
They seem like they're doing okay. They're eating people. It's too soon. Way too soon. But I mean, seriously. I mean, they don't seem to have
wolves.
Wolves
don't
aware
go
of.
Into the dog dentist.
Who let the dogs out?
It's funny how you can rationalize almost anything that you don't or do.
I got one question for all of you. Who let the dogs out?
Yeah.
I started watching the Elton John movie last night. Has anybody seen it?
Oh,
no, Rocket Man?
No, but I was just talking with someone because I kind of want to see it, and they said it's more of a musical than a movie.
Yeah,
that was what kind of surprised me.
Why does that bother you? It's just still the songs.
No, but it just doesn't seem real when all of a sudden, you know, he's this five-year-old kid and these people are jumping around dancing to Saturday Night's
like
All Right for Fighting.
Oh, yeah, I know.
But it was.
So is this the ultimate plan? It's eventually going to be a real musical?
Probably.
Like Billy Joel's, what's that one he had? Didn't he have a big musical Billy Joel song?
Everybody has one. Springsteen has one.
Really?
Didn't he? Or no, I guess he was performing.
Well, you got to keep all those male dancers employed. Since they have all this free time to go congregate at GMA.
That's funny. When I was watching, I was thinking, oh, this is going to be a musical. It's going to be on Broadway, I'm sure. But it was interesting, but I was a little taken aback by... I like the Queen movie better, put it that
yeah,
way.
Yeah, because the music aspect of it was organically.
Nice. Yeah, and it was about the band, and it was about their lives. And
did you like the Motley Crue movie better?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh, that was a great movie. Yeah. I love
is.
That movie.
It is.
Me too.
I mean, I can't believe anybody who likes rock and roll that has Netflix has not seen that.
Yeah. That's a good flick.
Very good.
Is it in 3D?
No.
Not interested.
There's a movie on Amazon. It's a doc on Amazon. It's about the fall of radio called Corporate FM.
What? Really? What?
Yeah.
I want to see that.
It must be fairly new because I hadn't heard anything about it, but somebody said they saw it, and it was just about sort of where radio's going.
Hmm. Yeah.
And
where is
I don't really know
going?
Where radio's going.
Where's it going?
I guess it's going a bit sideways.
So I can still pay my water bills.
I have to tell you, I really feel like radio is like the big three in the 90s and the 80s and the 2000s, where a little market share, a little more market share, a little market share, less than last year, but lost a little market share. Yeah. But it wasn't the Japanese.
I mean, it's like, Japanese.
How do you lose market share for 30 straight years and not change something? I mean, you got to really change things. When things are going that badly.
Well, they tried keying people's cars when they had Japanese cars. That didn't
yeah,
work.
Yeah, and taking sledgehammers to Japanese cars. And
that didn't work.
No.
So this film's actually from 2012.
What?
Is it really?
Yeah.
It says 2018 here. Hmm. Really? No, you're right. You're right. It says 2012. Oh, boy. They were way ahead.
Hmm. Okay.
Internet didn't kill radio. Commercial radio's being killed from the inside.
To be honest, you know, this is what I my bottom line on radio right now is, okay, radio's losing revenue every year, it appears.
Yeah.
They're losing audience. And yet nothing's changed in the product. The product hasn't changed at all, has it?
They hired me.
Well, that's a slight change, but yeah. I mean, honestly, I like what WLZ is doing, but yeah. I mean, here's what I mean. In the radio world that I know, it's about, you know, morning show, wacky morning show, jukebox, 20 hours. Yeah. Morning show, jukebox, 20 hours. There's very little innovation. There's very little. I mean, I would think it would have to be personality. It would have to be. People
that cost
who
money.
Were a draw. I'm aware of that, but with all these young YouTube stars and all these, you know, there's a lot of young guys doing podcasts who are doing well.
Yeah,
because they got
still cost money.
If you don't get 20-year-olds to listen to radio, then isn't it kind of over? It's like you're the WJR 30 years from now. WJR doesn't seem to have a lot of people listening.
What?
Doesn't seem.
Yeah,
turn off
the radio! Oh, they're making revenue, though.
I know they are. I can't figure it out.
That's what matters, though.
How do they make money?
I don't know.
They don't make as much as they used to, believe me.
The people that do listen probably have a lot of money.
Well, I think that's what they say.
You're listening to the radio, which means you're either in a rental car or the community room in a nursing home. Up next, another song we've chosen for you.
We've chosen for you.
I should recuse myself.
You don't have to recuse yourself. It's nothing that they don't discuss at all the conventions and
yeah.
Important people talk about.
Your phone's ringing way upstairs.
For crying out loud.
Jesus Christ. Pick it up. My God. Speaking of a phone call, I got a great phone call last night as I was leaving.
Oh, Mike Babone?
Yeah. My phone rang and he's not stored in my phone, but it said like 954-4 alarm or something. Guess I'll answer. Why not? Oh, yeah, no doubt. How you doing, eh? I'm like, Bubba! I immediately ran back downstairs because Brandon showed up after the show to do some work. And it was a really good conversation, wasn't it, Brandon? It's like, oh, man,
it's the Bubon Express.
He wants to come on the show again.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, I'm sure he's got some really important breaking news.
Meeting the McMurrays, eh?
Oh, he's got a...
what is that?
Oh, you know, we're just traveling around. I don't know.
Hey, guys and girls, you're listening to the Drew and Mike podcast, and I'm Mike Babone. I wouldn't have it any other way, eh?
When he started that thing, there was no one looking at it. And then so when he came on, for a very dubious appearance. Like 200 people checked it out, and they were scratching their heads.
He told me he named it after Fort McMurray in Alberta, and the city burned down. I said, oh, what a great honor for that city to mean the McMurray's named after him. There he is. He tags everything.
Hey, folks, welcome back to another exciting edition of Meet the McMurray's Dog Edition. Our first here on Meet the McMurray's.
I like seeing Babone.
Is Bear Bear. Oh, you're a beauty, you know that? So cute. By the way, Bear Bear, or as they say in French, Belle Belle, is, just kidding. It's all good.
Oh, but the dog just ran away.
Wait, why did he tag it Florida Dogs of Instagram?
Part Maltese,
you're ruining the theater of the mind, Babone.
And, we call it a Morkie, just an adorable dog.
Oh, it's like okay, Bill.
Bear Bear. You can come right over here. Hurt. I think everybody wants to check you out here on camera.
Just how many adorable, likes, Mark?
Cute, sweet dog. 92 views.
Anyways,
I don't know how many likes does that have.
Dogs are amazing, you know.
It's got one now.
And we love them, whether they're Dachshunds or Morkies or any other breed. It's always a treat.
Try another Meet
right
the McMurray's.
Talk that way.
Hey. Well, Bone should put a piece of hot ass on there, man. That's what people
that was
want
the to most
see.
Overdue Dreamweaver possibly ever.
Come on.
Doesn't Babone...
He's a good
guy,
eh?
He doesn't look... I don't remember what he looked like back then, but...
Oh, we were reminiscing last
seems
night.
Seems pretty young looking.
Yeah, he does.
I said, hey, have you been back to Detroit since you came in for the opening of Comerica Park? And we reminisced about it. I'm like, do you remember? Because I just wanted to test him. Like, do you remember who was there with you? He's like...
Oh, yeah, Rick Rockwell.
Oh, Rick, I can't remember his last name, eh? But he was on that Who Wants to Marry a Millionaire? I'm like, Rockwell. And it's Who Wants to Marry a Multimillionaire? And then he's like, and that Mr. Skin was there.
Yeah.
He remembered Mr. Skin right away.
Oh, but boom.
Of course he did.
Because I'm on that site every day, huh?
These comments. Cut it off, Baboner.
Hey, folks. Welcome back to another exciting edition of Meet the McMurray's Riverboat Edition. And check it out, guys. It's more of a river cruise.
Is he really?
We're here with Captain Rick. I'll tell you, it's been an amazing tour.
Is he really on a boat? Really
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought it was a fake background for a second.
He's in San Antonio because he's Canadian.
Just to walk around for sure. No doubt about that. So
no
next
doubt.
Time you guys are here, definitely check it out. It is incredible. You got the Alamo, among other things. And I'm
is
excited.
He on the board of tourism?
Rick, by the way, has quite the voice. He's like the PA announcer. See what I mean? We'll see you guys soon. Another exciting edition of Meet the McMurray's.
Wait, how can you not follow?
Why? What is Meet the McMurray? What is this
show, eh?
I don't know what the point of the show is.
Well, go to the first one. Maybe explains it.
Who is McMurray?
It's a name after Fort McMurray,
it's
McMurray
a city
eh?
That's burned down.
Greetings from Fort McMurray, Alberta.
How's it going?
We're doing great, thanks.
Who's that? He lost that guy pretty quick, by the way.
Mike McMurray, that's my brother Mark. Say hi, Mark.
Hi.
Mark just dipped a French fry in his drink.
That's what we do up here, eh?
Or they put ketchup in a glass?
What? They use a lot of malt.
What in the hell is going on?
They use a lot of malt vinegar.
What in the world?
Merry Christmas and a happy 2018. It's kind of wintry. Greetings.
Okay. Find another one.
Whatever.
Oh, that one's got a puppet on it.
Hi, folks. Welcome back to another exciting edition of Meet the McMurray's Puppet Edition. And this time we're right here at the Jim Henson Studios.
It's
a very
show.
Exciting show called Puppet Up. Oh, geez. I'll tell you, it's worth
puppet
checking
up.
Out.
Hey, go to the next one. He had a chick on it.
Wow.
Hi, folks. Welcome back to another exciting edition of Meet the McMurray's Haircut Edition. We're here at ISSC in Long Beach.
What's
really talented hairstylist here. Check out her IG. It's called Close Cutter.
Okay, that's all.
Wait, is
Thank
Babone
you.
Sponsored by Sports Clips now?
I have no idea. I don't want to know.
He's going to call one day.
If he has a sponsor, I'd love to know how that happened. Well, remember the meat?
Oh, he's very
who
friendly.
Was the meat guy? And it turned out he cooks meat on his carburetor or something.
Ribs, yeah, the barbecue. Yeah, barbecue, eh? I don't
put
know.
That up in our interview because the guy sponsored him like 20 years previously.
I still use, No Doubt, eh?
Oh, No Doubt.
Well, we use
yeah,
this.
Beat him, join
no
him,
doubt.
Eh?
No Doubt.
Oh.
That's right. That was him.
That's him?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He's the origin of ooh.
He did say halfway
yes.
through the conversation.
Oh, the drop, yeah.
Halfway through the conversation. Sorry to hear about Mike, huh? Where
Mike
were you
Clark?
Yeah, where were you a year ago when we couldn't send condolences then?
Well, he's busy.
I don't know what this is, but I'm going to click it.
Oh, it's just the intro song for him because he wanted to be on the Tonight Show.
Oh, it's just the intro?
Yeah, that's where it came from. He wanted to be. Title he had that. A petition okay. to be on the Tonight Show playing hockey against Jay Leno.
Retitle that and let's make this his new intro.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, I like talking to him. He's very nice. Nice guy.
Oh, he's always friendly. So I'm looking at trending Twitter.
Yes.
And which usually brings me nothing. But
there
was a... Oh, boy. I know the Joker's trending right now because they released the trailer for the Joker movie.
And who's playing the Joker?
Joaquin Phoenix.
Oh, that's right.
Joaquin
he
Phoenix,
might be
huh?
good. Yeah, I could see that.
No, he'll be good.
Should be Mike Babone.
Anyway, there's trending. It's not the hottest trending thing, but it's about how...
Oh, Brandon.
Did I miss a fart?
Yeah.
Oh, so were you farting out loud?
I'm surprised your hair didn't move with that one.
At Kristen's grandfather's funeral? Because you can't help it.
Well... When you got the baby, you can just blame everything on the baby.
Even the sound?
Wow. Yeah, the baby can't.
There's a lot of hymns.
Can't blast.
There's a
baby can't push out a fart the way you can.
When he got here yesterday.
Surprised.
When he got here yesterday, you sat down, I think, what, maybe 10 seconds was the loudest, longest fart I've heard. And I go, boy, I don't miss those.
Sorry about that.
No, you're not. You're not, but that's okay.
Anyway, trending on Twitter, Lawrence O'Donnell is apologizing for an item
hammering.
About Trump's finances.
Oh, yeah.
That didn't go through the rigorous verification and standards process. And then says read in full. I don't even know what it is.
Why don't I have sound?
He claimed that he had Russian co-signers on a loan. And the White House got very, very mad.
He said, last night I made an error in judgment by reporting an item about the president's finances that did not go through our rigorous verification and standard processes.
Why would something like that not go through their rigorous process?
I don't know.
Is that really that big a news? I mean, I guess it'd be big news, but.
Well, it's bigger news now.
No. Oh, yeah. Maybe there is a method to that then.
He doesn't win with that. But,
does he ever win?
But Trump threatened to sue NBC over
it. Someone in that control room is out of control.
Since then.
So, but anyway, the point is, you know, Deutsche Bank, I guess.
Deutsche
Bank.
Deutsche
Bank.
German for
Deutsch,
German.
The engineer at WRIF.
Deutsch,
the engineer. I think that's what happened there. They're close enough.
He's related to the family.
At my advanced stage, these things happen. Deutsche Bank. Which is spelled really weird, by the way. I mean, I can't imagine how long I looked at that and wondered, what is that word? Every time I saw it, even though I knew it was a bank. And kind of a squirrely bank, too. I mean, that's like my brain tells me squirreliness when I see Deutsche Bank.
Fun fact, did you know during the Great Recession when we had to bail out banks, we also bailed out Deutsche Bank?
We did?
Oh, yeah. They got a lot of money because they had a lot of money tied up with American banks. So then
probably a lot of Americans have money tied up in Deutsche Bank too.
Germans.
Yeah. So then who's Jamie Dimon in charge of? What bank?
Chase.
So he's been in charge of Chase the whole time, and Chase is a fucking monster right now. They're doing great. Deutsche Bank's had like six different heads, and every time
wasn't he with Citibank
or whatever bank he is? I don't even remember.
Jamie Dimon is Chase.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Morgan.
Has he always been Chase?
Yeah.
Wasn't Bank of America ever?
I don't
or Citibank
know
or?
If way okay. back, but doesn't during, matter. Who, during the whole.
What? Who cares?
But the point is that they've had the same guy, and they've been very fiscally responsible. Meanwhile, Deutsche Bank's had like six different leaders. Like, oh, fuck it. We'll loan out everything to everyone. And now they're failing. They're done. They're cooked.
Well, but apparently somebody at that bank says they have Trump's tax returns. And so the chase is on to get that information out of the bank. And does that appear to be true, or is that a...
I don't know. What does it matter now with his tax return?
It's a German thing.
Does it really matter anymore?
Well, the state of California is saying you can't run for any office without releasing your tax returns.
Okay, so he doesn't run in California.
No, I know. He's going to lose in California anyway.
He's not
going to
get their vote, so what does it matter?
How insane is that?
That is just a posturing waste of time.
Is the state of California doing that because they're trying to, or is this real that they really are worried about candidates releasing their, or is this an anti-Trump thing?
It's an anti-Trump thing. It's a waste
I assumed
of time.
It was, but I don't know.
Okay, so he doesn't run for president in California.
Well
twenty other states are talking about the same thing.
Yeah.
So anyway.
That's pretty silly.
I kind of thought so, too. You know, I mean, you don't have to vote for him. You can't say, well, anybody who won't release their tax returns, I'm not going to vote for him anyway. And it's not required by law, but nonetheless.
That's why they're trying to,
So, anyway, this is Chase to get, track down his tax returns to find out that, he's really $2 trillion in debt as opposed to a billionaire. And the last time we got information was from his, it was 93 to 96 returns or something. We found out that he lost more money than any person in the history of the world.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, he's the best.
How can he possibly?
They hit the sweet spot.
He's always the best. He's always the most of whatever it is.
I know. And that's funny. Whenever I hear something like, it looks like we've got Trump's tax returns, and I always expect it to be like, well, he probably lost a lot of money if they have the. I mean, it just seems that way. I don't know. It's like, how does he have all these fucking buildings? And I mean, he seems to live
Deutsche Bank,
the style of a pretty wealthy man.
Or he sells
somehow.
Or he sells his name. No, he's got money. Just yeah, not as much as he says he does.
Well, he has more now than he had in that stretch that
they reported, he had lost an insane amount of money, and we knew he lost money in the '80s because there was a recession and real estate market went to hell.
Didn't all those casinos?
Yeah, the casinos. The casino did poorly.
That didn't work out that well.
Yeah, Atlantic City. I don't.
Trump Steaks is still killing it, right?
Yeah, Trump Vodka, Trump Water. Oh, the Apprentice products.
Trump University.
Trump University is doing the best.
Yeah, there's a lot of people graduating from Trump University, and I guess their incomes are very high.
The highest ever.
Trump University is the dumbest of them all, I think.
Trump Steaks is pretty stupid.
Everything online that I'm seeing still says it is true. He just made an error in reporting it. It is true, though.
Well, then what's the error in reporting it?
That he didn't put it through the rigorous process of verifying.
Well, who cares if it's true? If it's true, it's true.
Yeah, why?
Who cares how he got it?
Why split hairs over that?
Anyway.
Because they don't want to be sued?
The point is, I was looking at another story today.
His suits never work anyway.
And when I saw this story, it just seems that... I cannot believe people are trying so hard, and he's the president, and he's a loudmouth, and he says a lot of crazy shit. And so, even when he was running, I remember they said the Washington Post had 20 reporters working on Trump at all times. And they were trying to, and so far, out of all of the people working to try and find stuff, whether it's his tax returns or the sexual assaults or whatever, the best thing that's ever happened is probably the, grab him by the pussy thing with Billy Bush. Uh-huh. Who hasn't really recovered from it either because he left.
Billy.
I mean, I'm kind of stunned that there isn't more horrible stuff that's come out about it. I mean, all the people that would give their life to find him saying the N-word or just, something.
Yeah, Tom Arnold.
But anyway, yeah, Tom Arnold. Well, he had the tapes, he said, didn't he?
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'm reading this Lawrence O'Donnell thing, and I'm like, oh, boy, this Deutsche Bank thing or Deutsche Bank seems to be a big deal.
Bob Deutsche Bank.
And before the show, I was reading about Joe Biden, because yesterday there was a story about his brother, and my brother, vice president, he's going to be in on this. And so this guy's going, Joe Biden didn't do shit for us. I'm suing his brother, James Biden. He lied. And the Hunter Biden story, there was more on him. I mean, there's something on Hunter Biden, it seems like. Every 2 weeks or so, there's a new story. And last night, Sean Hannity claimed there's tape, and I haven't heard this, and I don't know if it's true. I assume it is, of Joe Biden firing or talking about firing the guy leading the investigation into the company in the Ukraine that Hunter Biden got a job with that paid. What did it pay, Brandon?
$50,000 a month.
It's a real cake job. Isn't he on the board of directors or something?
Well, he had extensive history as a lobbyist, so, he's qualified.
Well, and that's amazing, too. He was a lobbyist when Obama got elected. Please. Obama had to tell Joe, get him the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
Then there's, Joe swears him in to the Navy?
Naval Reserves.
Naval Reserves. Mm-hmm. And the next day, he tests positive for cocaine.
Crazy. It wasn't his fault. Those South Africans gave him the cigarette.
That's right.
A cigarette.
Forgot about that.
That is the stupidest. Oh my god!
South Africans put cocaine in a cigarette. I hate South Africa. And then he marries one.
Then Bo Biden dies in 2014, I think.
Yeah.
And within seconds of his last breath, Hunter Biden's penis is in Bo Biden's widow. And they were together for I think 2.5 years.
Yeah.
And I mean, on and on and on. He wrecked 2 rental cars. I mean, there's just so many crazy stories about this guy. I never heard any of them when they were happening. Did you? Did anybody know any of this shit?
No.
Like, wouldn't you think that, Joe Biden was vice president when he was banging Bo? I mean, all we heard about was Bo Biden. And tragic, terrible. And, I'm not making light of that at all. But you would think the fact that the brother of the vice president's son who died is banging his wife. Wouldn't you have thought we would know that? Isn't that kind of weird?
Yeah. Or just something? Heard that or, back you know, then.
I guess maybe, but at that time, the brother of the dead kid whose dad is vice president.
Do people really? Do they really go? Oh well, his brother died, so we can't come down on his brother for banging the widow.
Not that. I just think maybe they're focused on other people associated with maybe the executive branch. I would guess.
Well, the Trump brats are certainly more obnoxious.
Yeah, and he's president, but yeah.
Yeah.
They're out there, too. I don't know if was Hunter Biden out there tweeting.
Well, he's making $50,000 at some company in the Ukraine.
Did you see Trump Jr.'s tweet today?
No, I did not.
DJ TJ?
I don't think I want to see it.
Well, it's worth seeing only because the video is kind of floating around there now. Basically, he retweeted and put a kind of a shitty comment about Bernie Sanders. You see Bernie Sanders on the speed bag?
I heard about it.
Bernie Sanders versus Speedbag.
Speedbag.
Who you got? You got the Speedbag? That's probably a good bet. Can you pull it up, Brandon?
See the Rhino take apart that car that lady was in?
Oh, that was awesome.
Wow,
yeah,
it was.
Yeah, way to go, Rhino. There he is. Oh!
Speedbag fought back.
Speedbag hit him in the face.
Oh, my God.
But give it up. Come on. Bernie went back for more.
He is an amazingly tough guy. I got to say, I cannot believe how passionate he is when you see him speaking. And I don't agree with a lot of his
I'm not a fan of his policies, but I'm a fan of him.
I am, too.
He's a genuinely great guy.
He's got a lot of heart, and I don't agree with him, but I can't disrespect the guy that's 77 years old, is he?
Yeah.
And he's out there, and his schedule is rigorous.
Played softball last week.
He did?
Yeah, he was hitting the ball and running the bases. He was pitching and everything.
Yeah, he was
really
pitching. Hey, let's do a little exercise here. You're Donald Trump Jr. You know that video's out there. What are you going to caption it with? Or what are you going to say about that?
DT, JR? DT, wait, DT, no,
but what are you going to say? Like, if you're Donald Trump Jr., you're in his head, and you see that video of Bernie Sanders, you want to retweet it. What are you going to say about it?
I don't know. Socialism takes a punch in the head. I don't know.
That would have been better. That would have been way better. This wouldn't exactly strike fear in the minds of our adversaries. Imagine this guy sitting across the table negotiating with world leaders. Why? Because a speed bag hit him in the head?
Oh, come on.
Yeah, you know, all world leaders, they have physical.
Spell the cross wrong.
Okay. How many people follow DTJ?
Too many.
Tell me. I don't really don't want to know, but
3.8 million.
Oh fuck! Are you kidding? That's more than Paul McCartney. I think it is. I'm serious.
It's probably better known.
Okay, maybe not. It's close. I bet you it's close.
Let's see. What does Paul tweet?
So Paul's got 4 million.
Oh. What? Text me. Can you
text Paul?
Why does it say text
me? It's close.
Wait, what is this all about? You know everything about the Beatles. Why does his Twitter say text me with a phone number?
Oh, it's got to be some charity, some vegan thing.
I don't know. Ooh. I really don't.
Can we call him?
Yeah.
It's a text line.
Let's text him.
Is it just a text line?
Maybe it's his personal boner line.
Text him.
Maybe he's bored. Hello?
I don't think so.
He just wants to talk to somebody. He's lonely. He's the most lonely man in the world.
How can Donald Trump Jr. have as many followers as Paul McCartney? Look at all the work, the passionate work Paul McCartney's put in his life. And this fucking brat of Trump has as many Twitter followers. That's ridiculous. Is this Paul?
Yeah, Paul McCartney.
Really?
Cell phone.
Wow.
Hello?
Kidding me? Macca?
You have reached the voicemail box of
Paul McCartney. Okay, what? Thank you.
No.
We got his personal phone number?
It's only for some texting thing. I don't know exactly what it's about.
Is that really him?
That was him.
Sure.
Yeah, it's got a check.
That was him.
It's got a check.
Oh, that was him. That was his voice.
Text him.
It sounds like Ozzy.
Text him and see.
They hired Ozzy to fill in for him.
See what you get back. Text him.
I'm too busy to put my name in a stupid phone message.
Text him a picture of your dick.
Come on.
Don't do that.
All right, text a picture of Brandon's dick. I don't know.
No, not Brandon's dick. That reminds me, we need to call Andy Dick.
Could you imagine sending Paul McCartney a dick pic?
No.
And he wants more?
Yeah, I just texted it. Let's see what. It's got to be Brandon, something about veganism.
Or... It's time to dial up Andy Dick.
Really?
We're 153 in. If we're going to call him, we got to call him now.
No.
One thing about Andy Dick that we need to bring up.
We're calling him.
And this came on through the boner line.
It's with the delay.
Somebody went to Woodstock 99.
Yes.
Where Andy Dick performed. And apparently he was in some big, riot suit gear.
Really?
And after he sang a song, he went into the mosh pit and everybody beat the shit out of him.
Oh. What?
Yeah. And so he wanted to relay that message for the next time.
Okay. I just saw Andy on...
So we're going to talk about him being punched out, hopefully.
Saw Andy on the movie Knocked Up recently, too. He was on the red... Because, you know, Katherine Heigl's character worked for E!
She
interviewed him on the red carpet. He's in the movie for like 3 seconds.
As Andy Dick?
As Andy Dick, making fun of her pregnant belly or something.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
He's in so much stuff. Andy, he's kind of Kevin Bacon-esque.
Very much, yeah.
Andy. He hasn't been picking up lately.
It's time for him to answer.
Andy?
I think he's still in New Orleans. He was doing a cameo at a restaurant.
Was he really?
It was really long.
Is he doing okay?
He looked okay. He was eating dinner with friends. It was seriously the longest cameo. And he had another cameo that was 11 minutes.
11? Wow, that's your money's worth.
I know.
Good for him, man. That reminds me, you should check new cameos if he doesn't answer.
Okay, I'm in.
Okay, hey.
Andy!
Thanks for calling.
Oh,
leave your name and your phone number,
I
will call you back. Thank you so much.
Andy! Crank Andy.
Andy?
Andy!
Andy!
It's Detroit!
Andy,
we need to talk, Andy. Come on. We're way overdue, man. And
Trudy's,
we want to make sure you're okay.
Trudy's here. She misses you.
Yeah, Andy. Come on, man.
Let's go.
Yeah,
we want to find out how you are, if you're recovered.
You're making cameos. I'm like, because you didn't answer your phone a couple times. And we're like, he must be recovering. We should really leave him alone. And then I see him make an 11-minute cameo for somebody. I'm like, oh, you can make an 11-minute cameo for this guy. But he can't pick up the phone for us.
Drew, maybe he's in the middle of an 11-minute cameo right now.
It's possible. I know. And we know you're busy.
And Andy, I just saw you in a movie that I didn't know you were in, but I'm not going to tell you until you call back.
And I saw Willie at the Magic Bag. And I said, Willie, what's going on with the... Yeah. Yeah, I said, what's going on with the Andy Dick gig? And he goes, well, we reached out to him, and he really hasn't gotten back to us.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's so, the entire
Andy,
reason for this car.
And Willie did say, but I saw him get, he got punched out, so I.
Yeah.
Anyway, Andy, come on. Could you call us tomorrow around this time or maybe a little earlier? Because we're about a half hour from the end of the show.
Yeah.
By the time you get through his voicemail, tomorrow might be over. See, Andy, we're glad you're doing well.
My best friend in the world. You're my best friend in the world.
Oh, Andy, you're such a great person. I really like spending time with you. Oh, Andy, you're so smart. You're so funny. You're my best friend, Andy, in the world.
Did you?
Oh, Matt Farley had a great tweet the other day. I gotta find it.
He also did a song for someone, and they were very happy with it.
Really? Good.
Yes. Yeah. Like everyone he has done a song for. Is delighted.
Oh, yeah.
Matt, I just don't understand why he won't come here.
Yeah. Well, I think he would.
I think
he?
You know what? I think
enough encouragement.
I think if he's going to come, he wants to do it as his band, like and play music.
That's okay, but just think of how many advance orders he'd get from people to cut songs and stuff.
Let me find this tweet.
I'm looking at Andy's
20, okay.
Andy's cameos. They're all 7 minutes, 8 minutes, 10 minutes, 11 minutes, 10 minutes,
oh.
6 minutes.
Maybe he's lost. He can't keep track of time because he got punched. So they're longer.
Is Farrah's daughter on there?
What, Sophia?
Yes, she's on Cameo.
Oh, gross. Huh?
She is. Are there assholes buying her for Cameo? That can't
when
be happening.
When we first found
can
out,
it?
She wasn't. Let me try now. In the meantime, I do have two new ones. They're both sports related.
You know, I just want to say this first. She is making cameos.
Hi, Allie. I wish you a big happy 33rd birthday. And I wish you the best birthday ever on August 4th. I hope it will be the most magical 33rd birthday of your life. And also,
who would want this?
I will mention Copa the
Boba. Shut up.
And I hope you have a great day.
Copa the Boba. Shut your mouth.
I hope
at least her voice isn't grating.
On your 33rd birthday.
33rd birthday? What's the 33-year-old
most
best and most wonderful, happiest,
I wish
amazing
you could just shut your big yapper.
I like turtles. So precocious.
I'd rather get one from
I like turtles.
Thank you.
Someone dropped $50 for that.
Oh, my God, no.
Before I forget, here's the Matt Farley tweet I was talking about. He wrote, "Rejoice! The poop song surpassed 1.5 million Spotify streams. Poop in my fingernails surpasses 800,000.
I'm rejoicing for him.
The poop song.
Made a nice. I mean, if you can make a career as a musician, that reminds me. You know who I got a...
The Diarrhea Bounce Back passed 186,000.
Excellent. I got an email from Huck from the Broken Toys.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Huck?
Huck that
blonde,
used
blonde
to...
hair?
Yeah.
Yeah, Huck was... He was always smiling, just kind of fills up the room with...
Yeah,
yeah, he's just a cool guy. Huck, it was a lot of fun. He went to... I didn't realize he went to California to make music out there.
Really?
I didn't know that.
Did not know that either.
He emailed with a bunch of pictures. It was one of his kid, one of his hot wife.
So is he making music?
Yes, he's making music. And I actually clicked on a couple of songs. He sounded great.
He said, here's a picture of my hot wife. That's what he sent to you.
Pretty much.
You should send that picture to McCartney.
Why?
Because McCartney's lonely.
Oh.
And I got all kinds of dimes to drop. I got birthday dimes.
We got Trent Dilfer.
Dilfer? Did he lose his NFL gig?
Shout out.
Must have.
$100. Check this one out, by the way.
Hey, everybody. This is Mariano Rivera, the Sandman.
See.
I'm just... enjoying cameo right now, and you know, anything that you want, any message you want to send, call the Sandman. I'm ready for you.
What is he charging?
Sandman in it?
$500.
Oh, God.
Nicholas Sandman.
Whatever. Wow. Stupid.
I didn't know.
I
any
can't
of
believe
people.
How many jocks need money. Roger Clemens is on there.
Yeah. Roger Clemens is on cameo.
Who, by the way, was a major asshole and did not like talking to fans or anybody.
Roger Clemens is in charge of Fox.
Oh my God!
Wow, I don't know who any of these other people are.
Let me see. Oh, you don't know who King Ferran is?
No, he's like 7 years old.
I keep going. Mark Hershlick, that's the former.
Oh yeah, the former Boston College guy that got cancer.
Brain cancer, yeah,
and he recovered.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know who Freddy is because he has no last name.
I think this is a kid from the Harry Potter.
Neat.
Oh, whatever.
Hey, I know this guy. He plays a little person.
Yeah, he's on Seinfeld.
Hey, buddy, Danny Woodburn here, Mickey from Seinfeld. You remember me? I stood in for Punky Brewster when all I used was nothing. You might also know me from Watchmen, Death to Smoochie, Mirror Mirror, Ninja Turtles. The list is huge, just like my ego. Anyway, if you'd like to get a shout out, let me know. I do birthdays, Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, weddings. Heck, I'll even do Arbor Day. Ah. I'm here for you. Hey, everybody.
$65.
Did anybody hear text Paul McCartney?
I did.
Did you get the same reply? He wants people to sign up to follow my tour. Pretty, isn't that a little weird?
Is this really Paul's program?
No, but does he need to be asking people to follow?
I don't know.
Like nobody's going to know when Paul McCartney's on tour. That's not going to get covered anywhere.
That's, you know, again, one of those things where, this social messaging thing, you have to do this, you have to do this.
Virus.
I don't know.
Let's
do this.
I got to tell you, honestly, we were talking about social media with the restaurant, and I find myself saying, and believe me, you know, they do a good job of it, and they do. They get stuff out, and people respond. All that. Anyway, in my head, I'm going, people really follow Mesa on Facebook? Really?
Well, if you give them a reason to follow.
Well, I mean, it just seems like there's so much to follow.
What is it like?
I mean, if you like 50 restaurants, you follow them all on, I mean, you're.
What are they, pictures of food?
Like food, yeah.
Like tacos.
I don't know. I mean, there's deals and stuff, but no, what I'm told is, millennials, and they want to know something, and I guess they do, so.
I think that makes sense, too. What if you're sitting on the shitter at lunch, and you're scrolling through your Twitter, and you see that, and you go, that looks good, I'm having that for dinner.
Yeah, they should tweet out.
In restaurants.
Your tasty Mexican margaritas and bean burritos will have you heading south of the border. Adios, everyone.
No, we're spending more time on it now, but, I mean, again, in the back of my mind, I go, people really.
No, I ignore all that. Totally. But I'm not.
I was looking at
atypical and
I was looking
at
Gen Z screen time, and it's like 50% have like 5 hours of screen time a week, and I think he said 25% or no 5 hours a day.
Oh boy,
a day. And they said I think 20 or 25% 10 hours a day.
Oh. 10 hours a day.
10 hours a day. Like what do they do? I mean, and I spend a ton of time. I mean, my screen time is ridiculous.
It is.
But I do everything on my phone.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you're in front of that.
Oh, well, this screen? Oh, I'm always in front of a screen. Mine's probably 18 hours a day.
It's crazy.
I mean, seriously. I mean, when is there not a screen around me?
He was always looking at his computer screen.
I know, when I'm not in front of a screen, I feel kind of weird.
Like, I know.
Shouldn't the TV be on or something?
The last thing I want to do is look at someone.
Sometimes I walk like...
terrible?
I walk into somebody's house and I feel like, why isn't the TV on?
Don't look at me!
What if there's something on?
That's why I always look at screens, because it's never on in my house. So I need a screen.
I don't know how you live like that. I don't know.
I guess I interact with my children reluctantly.
Well, can't you watch great TV together?
You know, I was really mad at my 1.5-year-old today because she snubbed me to change her diaper. She freaked out, did not want me to change her diaper, and went to mom.
Annie.
Oh. Bullshit. I can change a diaper.
Oh, if you really want to change a diaper that bad.
No, I don't, but
it's poop.
I only did
because find a diaper for you to change somewhere.
No, hers. I don't see anybody else's. But come on, man. I didn't want to change it, but because she didn't want me to, I wanted to. It's
yeah, fair. I get her.
God, jerk.
If
Zeus had refused me, oh, it's kind of weird. I would have totally gone along with
that. Well, he might have had a nasty diaper for a long time if he refused you.
that was kind of a compliment, I guess.
I've heard he's got diarrhea.
Okay, I have to ask a silly question, but it's kind of fun because it's been brought up by someone else. I'll just do the lead in by saying that Ryan O'Callaghan has got a book out now. He played in the NFL for, I think, 6 years. He's gay.
Yeah.
And he says, there's at least one gay or one bi dude on every NFL team.
And I made out with all of them.
He didn't say that. Oh. But anyway, that leads me into the Dwight Howard thing, who's out there saying, I'm not gay.
Yeah.
Because there's this guy, and I showed Brandon this picture, and he's got...
Making out with him?
Well, he looks kind of like a girl, to be honest. He's got long hair and, you know, a lot of makeup on. He says he was Dwight's boyfriend for a long time until Dwight started.
Oh, yeah. We talked about this.
Yeah.
Yeah. When she came
out. Yeah. There was
out.
Some crazy online stuff until Dwight started banging other dudes.
Yeah.
And Dwight and his pastor tried to get him to sign a NDA. And so Dwight, for some reason, this was just today I was reading this. I was like, I'm not gay. I'm not gay. Which always makes you feel like, boy, if you really have to protest that much, you must be kind of gay.
Maybe you are, yeah.
You're at least bi, okay?
Just let it go.
It's okay.
At least.
It's okay. Nobody cares.
What harm is it if he finally breaks down and says he is?
Does anyone think Dwight Howard's gay?
No.
I mean, is that a thing?
Oh, it's been a thing, and that's why that...
I mean, a lot of people going, oh, he's so gay.
But didn't that trans person that put that out... She was trans, wasn't
she?
Yes. Didn't she accuse other people or claim she had affairs with other people, too?
I don't know. I was kind of focused.
What's her name?
Dwight. I don't know. I didn't even write it down. But I saw her.
Did you hear that one?
Come on.
Yeah, I heard it.
You didn't even hear it.
It's starting to go through me like a mediocre song. I didn't even notice it.
By the way, I played Squire for you today.
Oh, thank you.
Nice.
On that topic, I will also mention that there is a guy in prison in Idaho, and a lot of people sent me this. I meant to mention it yesterday. And he's gone to court to get a sex change paid for by the taxpayers of Idaho because he's in prison.
Oh.
For, well, I'll get to that in a second. And the courts ruled that, yes, you must pay for his sex change.
What?
And people are not happy with this.
Because in Idaho?
He's in prison for sexually assaulting a 15-year-old. Now, he's a male.
Oh.
He's in the male prison, which he also objects to. He's like, I'm a female, damn it. And I know this is a thorny issue, and it's hard for the courts, too, because there's sympathy for this person who is obviously distressed at believing he's a female. He wants to be a female, identifying as a female. But he also assaulted sexually. He's got, a 5 to 10 year sentence for a sexual assault on a 15-year-old boy. So, I mean, I kind of feel like, hey, if you really want a sex change, well, you should be out of prison getting it. I don't really feel that the taxpayers, it's on them. When you have forced yourself to be imprisoned, which we're paying for also, by the way, so that you don't hurt anyone else or assault anyone else.
You're supposed to lose your freedoms.
Yeah. And you know what else really
bothered
me?
If they're in there for sexual assault, it wouldn't be bad digging nuts away.
I would agree with that.
Just saying.
Apparently, he's tried to cut his penis off.
Really?
But he failed. Oh, for some reason, he failed. I mean, he's like, you're really trying. You would.
And then he's not trying hard enough. Go back to the drawing board. How'd he try? Or she? Or
I don't know. I didn't want to even find out. But the other thing I thought was strange was I read the story and I realized that, hey, wait a second. If this is a person, you know, who did something not so bad, then they'd be getting out soon and they could take care of it themselves. And then I thought, well, what's he in there for? That he's going to be in there so long that the taxpayers must take care of this because he couldn't possibly. And I read three different stories. None of them revealed what he did to get in prison, which I thought was very germane to the story. But I felt like, was this some PC journalism by not? I don't know. I just thought it was odd. And I finally found a story, and it was five facts about the this case.
Oh, was
case.
It from heavy.com?
It may have been. I don't remember. Yeah. But it said, you know, one of the top ones was, here's why he's in prison, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I thought
I think
was
it's
like,
very important to the story.
I think it is, too. And I was stunned.
I got to say.
I felt like it was some intentional effort to leave it out, because I found three stories that didn't tell me what he did.
So basically, if you need a sex change, maybe it's too expensive to get it. Just go to prison and then,
well,
for a short time, get it
know,
done. And then,
I don't think that's why you assaulted a 15-year-old, but either, no. You know. And let's see, there's one other thing.
It just doesn't feel right.
Yeah, I don't feel good about that either.
Because there's probably a lot of people that aren't in prison that need it just as much, if not more, that can't get it.
Right. VMAs had their lowest ratings ever, 1.93 million. Oh,
but Miley played.
I know.
And it was so emotional.
I know. It was about her breakup with her husband.
Wait, what?
She was with a new chick right away.
But it was in black
and they
and
can't
white.
Stop Making getting out. It on anywhere and everywhere.
She had a new tattoo.
What's your tattoo?
Is it because it was on, is it always on Monday night? Why was that on a, was that a Monday night? Yeah, that was Monday night. Why?
Was it? I didn't even know it was on. Until
it's a
I turned
school
it on.
Night.
They did 10.3 million in 2014, just 5 years ago.
Their audience doesn't need to go to bed.
Like, no, you're right.
And have a job.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sorry.
I didn't pay. It's not something really in my radar. I noticed it was on, and I started watching it and recording it.
What was the category that you were interested in?
The Posh Artist of the Year.
I didn't even know what that was when that came up. I really wasn't interested in anything.
The Michael Jackson Video Vanguard Award?
Yeah.
Yeah, they still call it the Michael Jackson Video Vanguard Award. Oh, boy. Why don't you get us out of here, Brandon?
Ridiculous.
No Filter Sports will be recording tomorrow, and ML Elric's show will not be on this week.
We will not be recording tomorrow. His new general manager over there asked him to pause the show for a while.
You know how long?
No, we don't.
Okay.
We don't know how long at all. We don't know if ever. And it just sucks because we had more advertisers this week.
Anthony Fenech was going to be on, too.
And that's the bigger bummer. Anthony Fenech has done no interviews about the Justin Verlander blow-up. None. This was the only one he was going to do as a personal favor to Sean Windsor, who he works with at the Free Press, is on the Soul of Detroit with us. And ML, who, you know, look at his Free Press roots. So he was going to come in studio, do a whole interview, sit down and talk about it. But no, we have to stop. We have to stop and hopefully start again soon. I don't know.
All I was going to say
was out of my control.
It's pretty disappointing. Very disappointing. I mean, as much work that's gone into the show, I can't believe
a ton of work.
Yeah, I'm sincerely hoping they get this thing worked out.
I'm honestly
going to say right now,
me personally,
help make it not work out.
I'm very devastated by it, and I don't use that word lightly.
Well, I bet he. I haven't really talked to ML, but he probably is too, because he's put a lot into this. I mean, it's a building thing, and it's to put the brakes on is tough. So
we're both very confused because he went through a rigorous process to get it approved. And
now
there's some questions.
And I felt
that's
like,
all I can say, right?
I felt like he shouldn't have bothered because you just asked forgiveness, but apparently it didn't matter either way. I hope they get it worked out. That's all I can say.
Me too. Hashtag me too.
So we'll see you tomorrow.
Dweller H.
Why don't I have sound?
I like turtles.